Exactly, and that's what it's all about. All right, listen, PMD, thank you so much. Wish you all the best for this week. Stay in touch. Let us know what we can do. I'll shoot you an email across, and we'll see what else we can set up and get promoting, and we'll speak very, very soon.
Okay, no question, and good looking on the log. We Mean Business, December 9th, EPMD, we here. You got to chill.
That's what it's all about. Peace, man. Speak soon.
Okay, peace.
PMD, EPMD, this Tuesday, support officially.
Yeah. Feel me when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell.
I'm the capital P, capital M, the capital D-E-E's, no doubt the G-Rock.
You are now tuned in to a hip-hop movie starring two MCs featuring E. MD, B-Boys in the house. New York rappers, they play me in the South. So I don't have to do them, I'ma do me. Rock on to the break of dawn. Like PM Dawn, I get reckless. When I'm on beat, I show my true colors when I'm in the street.
Yeah, we step through militant, rain, snow, or sleet. Approach with caution when you see me on the street.
Who is that?
It's Wars!
It's coming with the heat. The black sniper rifle lift you off your feet. Your head, neck, and arm be on the concrete. I'm on some Murdoch, I'm coming for you, so don't sleep. Or wake up with your wig split open like a watermelon. No telling when you're running with them known felons.
When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
Rock the spot, D. Rock the spot, D.
I'm the capital P, capital M, the capital D-E-E's. No doubt the chief rock. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
Friday Night Live show still to come tonight. Tajay, Souls of Mischief, Evidence, and a little surprise guest.
He's been gone for a minute, time to jump back in it. And dot the I's and check the period at the end of the sentence. Discipline, meditation, repentance. Gave us clearance in the re-entrance like a futuristic extension. Need I mention, I'm cataloging what I'm benching. When our name comes up, yo, there's always tension. Don't get hit with a lyrical lynching. Get at you at the park like in Baby Boy, don't let me catch you flinching.
Sometimes you can see me in the cypher. I'm a star now, like I'm a car fifer. Live from the NY State, it's the great Dove. That nigga from 88, what's up? Peace to Rogers, Zap in the background. I got the Mac, no need to back down. Wake up, niggas, EP is background. You my son, I'ma call you Shaq now.
When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
Rock the spot, D. Rock the spot, D.
I'm the capital P, capital M, the capital D-E-E's. No doubt the chief rocker. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
The E-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell.
I'm the capital P, capital M.
Shagging out to all the worldwide crew locked on about now. Hold it down, Giovanni. In Colombia.
Destined for rap. What? East and West is back on the map. What? Baseline hard kicks with the clap. You can walk it out, but do it the other way. Gangsta near something Doug C would say. Fuck what they say, this what we play. Out the gate, we come with the eight ball from the break. Game over. Rock 'em, P.
Yo, this goes out to the triple OG OGs. So strictly biz, I've been the chief rocker with E.
Yo, who's he?
Real B-Boy MC, you want the recipe, you gotta see me. Hey, you heard the name, now we in the flesh to see. We turn like O from the wire, hit man for hire. Blow the dice and roll on 4, 5, 6. We on fire. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
Rock the spot, D. Rock the spot, D.
I'm the capital P, capital M, the capital D-E-E's. No doubt the chief rocker. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot.
The E-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell.
I'm the capital P, capital M, the capital D-E-E's. No doubt the chief rocker.
They don't understand.
Oh, volume up for this one.
Understand. They don't know what to do with this one. Come on.
Now fuck back and forth, the adrenaline rush. This ball's on me, doing unconscious how a sedative does.
I'm the juggernaut, my nigga, juggle liquor with pop. The shit I should have had the Dalai Lama licking on shot.
Yo, I'll stop you from rapping, do the same to your kinfolk. You better walk with barbed wire punches for Kimbo.
I'm like a crucifix, when I'm Sparatu, niggas that suck. I bet that I could rock you harder than Nagasaki. I'm
Look, I'm the motherfucking man when I'm moving the crowd. I got more volume in my head than you do when you sound.
Come on, I rock, man. They call me Benjamin Grimm. Fantastic foe, ever flow, what's fucking with him?
No one cares about you. You're irrelevant as Coolio. Dog, I'm building more buzz in your shitty home studio.
Walk with a mean lean. My dick got elephant titus. Sleep on these whack rappers like a case of the itis.
Facing me is tough to talk about, but harder to do. Your team is all bitch, you can call them the few.
I spit oil spill over till you kill over. So it ain't over till you hear that overture from Oprah.
Yeah, see me play possum, pretending they dead. When there's a problem, I fix it like the NBA refs.
I splatter whack rappers in threes. I'm OCD, love OE and PCP like ODB.
That's what it is.
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 With Mars.
We see shit,
we conquer.
You see us, no problem.
Just leaving,
no problem. That's what it is.
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 We're monsters.
We're stomping.
We see shit,
we conquer.
You see us,
don't bother.
Just leaving,
no problem.
Fuck TNT for dynamite. Just call that nigga JJ. Gorilla Jones, the sickest is Joe. That's what they say.
Yeah, to go against me's a big mistake. Man, the flow's retarded like Arnie from what?
Gilbert, I get it on and poppin' like a doctor's dismo patient. One beef, we can do it like Dominicans and Asians.
When you hear this, you'll understand why people stick post-its all around the house to remind themselves I'm just a man.
I bang harder than a train that freak me, nigga. You in the wrong lane, man. Beep, beep, nigga.
I got a following, they love when I talk. The room's so solid, you can hear a butterfly fall.
Haiku, Jersey Devil, Garden State, Green Thumb. Black middle finger, nigga, same color lungs.
This fast game is lost without me. I'm its last shining light, so please pardon all the moths around me.
Most rappers full of shit and sound constipated. My footprints up on your face look like a monster made.
I flow ill by God's graces. I'm so ahead of my time, I'm ghostwriting for my reincarnation.
These guys gonna think they hard drive is harder than highs. I make a nigga short circuit like he's Johnny number five.
Man, what you talking about? Better get that nauseous out. Tear the fuck out your Achilles, then make you walk it out.
That's what it is.
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 Back into the sounds of the artist Rugged and Raw, featuring Haiku. So then, Menace, this week I've had my Facebook destroyed. I've got a fire burning in my soul tonight, my arsehole. And you've had trouble with Noel Edmonds. Is there anything to top all that? Surely there's something else that's happened this week. Any other developments anywhere? What's this news about this new show we've got coming on?
New show. I mean, how much am I able to say? I know she's enthusiastic about doing it.
I don't know if we should say too much about this. The person who wants to do the show with us, very, very enthusiastic, and we really appreciate that. And if she's in tune, we're really looking forward to it. We'll get the details over this weekend and set all that up. But we're doing a monthly show at the moment with Hot 97's Peter Rosenberg, as people are aware. Three's the magic number. This month, it's been a very difficult, not difficult, but very busy month for everybody involved with the show, us and, of course, Peter as well. So yeah. We're thinking of holding back and probably doing the next edition of Three's the Magic Number in 2009. That's the plan for that. So in the meantime, we got a bit restless and thought, well, we could do that show a month and we could probably do another show a month with somebody else. So we're thinking, and we're planning, or we are going to do another show with a guest that we had on last week, if you did tune in. And she's very, very enthusiastic about it. We're piecing it together. I don't know how much we should say on air because we need to sort it out. All three of us need to sort out the new show. It's a threesome, really, isn't it? It's like a threesome.
Yeah. It's very much like a threesome. Yeah, and it's going to get messy. It's going to get messy. We'll say no more.
It could get messy. It could. It's a threesome. It could get messy. So the new show, which is going to be called The Messy Threesome, Messy Wet Fisting, that's going to be the little tagline on it, is on its way. We'll say no more than that. But shouting out to Lisa Sparks if you're locked on.
Yeah. Planet Asia Medallions.
And then we're going to do another show with Noel Edmonds.
Okay. Chess move.
What a unique situation.
It's cowards. Yeah, let's go.
Scenario.
Uh-huh. Mac and Rider.
Oh, wait, down, Noel Edmonds, if you're locked on. Bobbing your head to this one, Endemic.
Yo, let's go. Yeah. Just flew into Long Beach, less traffic, calls Enios, it's Punk Kingdom. I'm on his side, ride smelling all fresh, I'm in town for 4 days. And I can make women climax in 4 ways. Kush purple bush is similar to the haze. They don't do damn hammers, shoot niggas, candy cameras. We ride a shotgun, double barrel Alabamas. Before table manners, badass Nana manage. Abba dabba, eight neck bones with purple cabbage. Spit 16, M16, clip bananas. Gorilla dudes from out the zoo with street grammars. Ducking from rap clones, fucking you black holes. Crack bones, aluminum bass thrown. Fight fast, knuckle promoters up, the quarters up. With quad fiends, with millimeters. You know Brooklyn, a million liters.
Old killer flicks for good game. Be the chain, sugar, so find a good spot. In the range, while I indulge up in this dice game, fame ain't paying my day ends. Shaking the spot with both pockets bulging, and ain't no telling what the god is talking. Doubling money on my trips to Oakland for the freedom and culture. You want the streets, gotta see the reporters, meet the demands and orders. And it's better once the camera's recording. Catch a slit throat for trying to sit close, slipping this pip smoke. Who wanna shoot marbles with the hungry hippo? We grip fifths and let them shits blow right in the disco. The niggas keep thinking the shit's cool. Homie, the track is my shit stool, and I got a fist full. I'm not one of the rappers that kiss through.
Yeah. Black market, we going AWOL. Assassinate Bloomberg first, the city layoff. Then go slash John Pope's throat for even seance. Burn down Viacom files, no more playoffs. Kidnap the president's daughter without a plan. And hang the grand wizard from the Ku Klux Klan. Run up in Langley with explosives on me. This is my last day, get a close up on me. We take cargo, run up in Wells Fargo. Everywhere I go, the sun glow, the street motto. Rob museums, the black Marvin BMs. Stick up kids with pensions. We don't come through the front, we come through kitchens. In the club full of bitches that fuck with bitches. Yeah, it's your money or your life, your bullet or the knife. Choose. Yeah, Endemic, Bo King, Chess Moves.
Produced by Nottingham's very own Endemic. He was with us on the show last week. And that's featuring Timbo King. Next guest on the way. Let's flip it to some UK styles.
Real when the nightmares are frightening. Dead bodies floating on the coast of Brighton, okay. Despite the fact that you got it in writing, huh? That's when death becomes real exciting. Woo! Follow the current flow, water flow drift. Body particles found frozen stiff. And he died with his eyes open. Out of body experience, the transition really provoked him. Ain't joking, we find him surgically removed and his inside full wide open. Not a good look when he's split like a roach. Too much details for me to even approach. Graveyard shift, lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, lead them on the radar. City nightlife will internally change ya. Always get myself caught in the mix when I link many chicks on the graveyard shift. You're not my girl, so I gotta use a condom. Hence the reason why I fuck chicks with my socks on. I throw about, every guy's got that late night link that you don't want no one to know about. Skeps are flexible, they work around you and do things for you that your girl won't do. Graveyard shift, read them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, read them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, read them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that PayPal. Graveyard shift, read them on the radar. City nightlife will internally change ya. The late night is enough to make you sick, so you dicing up your work before you're banging up your shit. A hustler on the graveyard shit, very important in order for him to make that trip. Okay. He sees something that would make him flip, because now prostitutes are now hotting up his strip. So he casually walks out the whip. Iceberg clothes, bolts have to turn quick. He's a cold heart youth from the start, hyping up the performative character part. Trying to make yourself bigger than you are. Blood on my planet, you a faraway star. Yeah, you approach, but no, you can't pop. Or I fold you up into the trunk of your car and drive away with you dead in the car. Because me with a gun means me a shooting star. Graveyard shift, lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that paper. Okay.
moment will you quit? On the definition of a graveyard shift. I've really watered down the concept script. Are you actually catching the current flow of my drift?
Oh, no.
It just means if you're working, or would you like the nightlife? Could you a midnight person? Or would you feel you a burden? Cause hospital patients be getting that night nursing. It ain't nothing deep, cause technically speaking, no city out there ever sleeps. It's not nature, but you fully understand when I say the late night is a graveyard.
Graveyard shift.
Lead them on the radar.
Yeah.
City nightlife endorsement for that paper.
Yeah.
Graveyard shift. Lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that paper.
Okay.
Graveyard shift. Lead them on the radar. City nightlife endorsement for that paper. Graveyard shift. Lead them on the radar. City nightlife will eternally change up.
Shout out to Uncle Murder's management. We will make this happen. Definitely. It was just a strange setup. We were asked to send you an email to set up the interview with Uncle Murder. You didn't reply. And then said to the third party that the interview was at 11 o'clock that night. We'd not even spoken. So if you are in tune at the moment, we do want to make that happen still.
Graveyard shift.
That's Sir Smurf Lil. Ah, it's kicking off, man!
You're having a laugh?
Look at the audience, look at the audience. Who's this dude? Right, okay, now, we want to talk about something, or should I say Menace was putting something to me there, off air. I think will be a good discussion point while we await our next guest tonight, who is at the moment unavailable. We're just waiting to hook up with Tarjay, Hieroglyphic Souls and Mischief. We're going to make that happen tonight in the show. Of course, Evidence as well, coming up at 1 a.m. UK time. So we're looking forward to that. Now, what's this all about then, Menace? Is this HHC? You know, the hot 40, the top thing in the front, the top 40.
Now, the hip hop connection, yeah, it's actually not with me in the studio right now, but I can go and get it. Basically, they've done a year review, and there's some questionable, there's some suspect albums up in that top 40 they have.
Really? Why would HHC, the magazine, do something like that? What sort of albums are in there then?
What a shocker. We've got the Trey. Are you familiar with a guy from the South? Trey, T-R-A-E.
Yeah, I've heard of the name.
You'd have heard of the name Trey, and what's the dude's name? Zero. He's on that Surfer Scarface and a bunch of other seven people.
Yeah,
anyway,
Their
album they did earlier this year, I believe it's in, if it's not in, in the top five, it's in the top 10. So that's in there. Why I don't know. What else is in there? They got some ones right, but they got some ones wrong too. So it's strange. To say the least.
You need to nip out and just go and grip that magazine.
Grip what?
Have you got the HHC?
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. So, Hip Hop Connection. Obviously, we've had our not run-ins. We've had a lot of discussion with Hip Hop Connection editors, chief editor, etc. And a lot of confusing messages come from the magazine people. It's strange. I'll tell people now. I think because I've got Tourette's, by the way, I've just figured out now. I don't swear, but I just things that I shouldn't really say. My tongue, like, say it. But you know, we contacted them about a year ago, saying that look, we do this show. I don't know if you want to put us in your magazine. We'd love to do a little feature. You know how you do. You they get it every day, but you just want to get in Hip Hop Connection, and. So we sent that across, that message and stuff, and then we got a reply back almost instantly from the editor of HHC, and I thought, I'm a bit scared to open it. I thought, I'm going to open it, he's going to like, no, you got more chance of getting Noel Edmonds on your bloody show now, piss off, Montana, go and interview Necro, you bloke. I thought I'd get something like that from him, but we didn't get that. We got, oh, Montana, great to hear from you. Now, we're doing an article all about radio and hip-hop radio in the UK. Now, being one of the big pioneers of hip-hop radio, of course, we'd like to get you and your comments involved in that. I was blown away. I thought, is this sarcasm? Is he going to put, like, at the bottom in brackets, in italics, JK, joke? Is it going to be some crap kind of thing? But it wasn't. He meant it. So I was blown away by that. And I kind of replied back, like, Dougal from Father Ted, like, all right, yeah, I'm a bit busy now to do that, because I was so in shock. I was in shock. What? Anyway, so then I thought, wow, so we're buzzing, thinking, not only did we have to contact them, he said, I'm glad you contacted us, because we were going to contact you. This is true. This is not me just boasting a Chris Moyles type way on air. But it was, and I thought, wow. We both sat there in Menace going, like, can you believe they're going to contact us?
Mm.
Anyway, and then what happened after that is we wanted to get him on the show. We thought, well, it's nice of him. Let's get him on the show. Let's get Andy Cowan on the show. And he did a Noel Edmonds on us. He just kind of fobbed us off, and he said he'd like to come on. And then we said, well, okay, Friday then, 10:30 p.m. GMT. And we thought, dead cert, this one. He replied back about a few weeks later saying, I don't work on Fridays. I don't work on Fridays. So we like went, well, it would be technically after hours. It wouldn't be in the day. It'd be 10:30. And he just came back saying, I still don't work on the Friday. And it was just a big fob off. Then we found out. And here was the coffin. Sorry, the nail in the coffin. The person who is writing the article on the radio that was going to contact us, probably one of the most illiterate journalists I've ever read. In fact, I don't say read.
I
couldn't understand it. It was just English I don't understand. It wasn't slang cool English. It was just really crap English. It was like reading some essays from a year seven.
Yeah.
I thought, DJ Excalibur is writing the article. And DJ Excalibur does a show on, let's think about it now, Pyro Radio. So you could see where the article was going. I think maybe we'd probably get like a little footnote at the end. And P.S., Mr. Montana says, seriously, yeah, LOL, or something like that. And so that kind of was a real nail to me. And I thought, well, that's that then. And to this day, we asked Andy Cowan, where's that article gone? I mean, are you still doing it? And he's like, yeah, it's taking a long time. It's in the pipeline. But then the powers that be did tell us, the knowledge did tell us that, look, man, they're working on articles left, right and centre. Don't hold your breath for that one. Really don't. Just get your hopes up, because they just come up with articles all the time. And the fact that DJ Excalibur's working on it probably doesn't, you know, the article would be, you'd probably get the title wrong, like Radios of Pioneer. But anyway, so it's not looking too good, you might say. Now, have you got the magazine there? We're talking top 40 albums of the year.
Yeah, I do. Do you want the whole 40 or do you want the top 10, 20?
No, any ones apart from that that dope Zero and Trey album that's made it in the top 40. Any other suspect ones?
So at number one, you got Roots Maneuver, Slime and Reason.
Why would that be number one in Hip Hop Connection? No idea.
It's a good album, but number one, I can't say I would agree with that. Number two, P Brothers, The Gas. Number three, Million Dan Spectrum. EMC, The Show at number four. ABN, that's Trey and Zero's group at number five.
Number five in the top 40, number really?
Five albums of the year, serious, I shit you not. Fat Ray and Black Milk at number six with the setup. Sir Smurf and New Bloodline at number seven. Yeah. Elzai, The Preface, number eight.
Yeah.
You got Large Professor, number nine.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Agree with that. Yep.
That's good. Fair enough. Number 10, Black Milk, Tronic. Number 11, Lil Wayne, Carter Free.
Yeah, go on.
Number 12, The Roots, Rising Down. 13, Baby Food by Baby J.
Okay.
Number 14, you got Young Jeezy, The Recession.
Young Jeezy? Young Jeezy Young made it in there.
The top 15.
Top 15? Ouch. Damn. Ouch. Go on. Just do the top 20. What's the next five?
15, you got Prodigy, H&IC2, right. Kashmir, number 16 with Raiders of the Lost Archives,
yeah, yeah.
17's Nas's album, okay. 18, N.E.R.D.
Never in a million years, yeah. It's not even bloody hip-hop.
I know, crazy. 19, you got Pete Rock, NY's Finest, and 20, The Game, LAX. It goes on, like I said, it's a top 40, so yeah, let's see who else we got in here. Jake Watt.
Any more
guilty
suspect ones? Just glance through any more. Damn, Jesus.
Sway. That was okay, I suppose. It's not my thing. Nappy Roots. The Nappy Roots are in the top 30. Yeah, the Nappy Roots.
Nappy Roots. Go on, then. Oh, my.
That's about, I think that's a, well, Santo Gold. Have you heard of these guys?
Santo Gold. Yes, I have, and I've seen the name, and I think we've played something that had them on. Santo Gold. It rings a bell.
There's a group called The Bug, and the album's called London Zoo. That's on Ninja Tune at number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a laugh?
I mean, that's the top 40 most biggest albums, and it's something you never even heard of, but
and then,
go on.
I'm sorry, and then you got Semtex. Yeah, it is Semtex, isn't it? Yeah, Semtex picking his club anthems. 10 Hot Banners of 2008.
I mean, to some extent, I understand that, because he's saying it's a club banger and that's his thing. He's a commercial DJ or whatever. I suppose he's sold out. That's it. You know, he's a businessman and that's it. But it's like a top 40 when you look at that and you just think, what is going on? How did that...
Very suspect.
Trey and Zero. I mean, number five.
If I don't know, it's beyond me. It really is. I haven't even heard it say... I mean, I didn't even know it came out.
Who wrote it? Can you see on that page? Just have a look round, because normally it says like verbals or written by.
Yeah, verbal. Well, it's a bunch of people. It looks like they've all contributed. Adam Anonymous, Angus Beatty, Baby J. Baby J put his own album in there, probably.
Yeah. Go on.
Excalibur, Andrew Emery, Mike Lewis, James McNally, Philip Maynor, whatever his name is, Hercules Rockefeller. It's pretty much all the stuff, it seems.
No.
Hugh Leask, Richard Watson, and so on. Do you want to laugh, though? Do you want to laugh at these top 10 club anthems?
Go on, then.
Semtex.
Go on.
Number one, you got Dizzy Rascal, Dance With Me.
Right.
Two, Lil Wayne, Lollipop. Ouch. Three, guy called Giggs, whoever that is.
Ryan Giggs is on a track.
Ryan Giggs.
Semtex was all over it. Yeah, right, okay.
It's hot. It's hot. Number four, Swagger Like Us.
What does he sound like? I've never heard Semtex on air. I just guessed and you came out with an impression. Is that what he sounds like? It's hot.
It sounds like, you know that voice you were doing earlier, the retard?
Yeah, welcome to the show. That one. Is that DJ Semtex? That's... Is that what he sounds like?
It's a cross between that and West... Oh, and, just a Londoner, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be banging in these clubs then to all them bangers. But it's that top 40, which it doesn't surprise me because, of course, as we've said a million times, Hip Hop Connection does not work on the principle of what sounds dope will be called dope in a magazine. It just works on the principle of business, like every other magazine.
How would our top 5 be? We
top
have to do that at
five.
Christmas.
Yeah, we've got that Christmas show coming up. We've not made any intro, but we've got to come up with something unique. Last year, of course, if you remember, we had the big Christmas party. We had, I think it was something like about 20 guests or something all came in, spat and Merry Christmas and all that. I've got Curtis Blow lined up, so mandatory every year. Curtis Blow comes on, Christmas special, does his Christmas rap, loves us. He loves it. He loves to be asked to do that.
Love us.
He loves it when you like go, now, of course, Curtis, you're on our show, it's Christmas, and we couldn't let you go without doing your Christmas rap. Go on. He like goes, okay, I thought you'd say that. Here we go. It's Christmas time across. And off he goes. He loves it. So he'll be with us. But apart from that, we need to start thinking, don't we, about Christmas show. If anyone's got any ideas for any ways we can do a unique Christmas show, then let us know. conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com.
Very quickly, sorry, while we're on the topic of Christmas, Lisa Sparks has just posted up a fantastic picture of herself in a Christmas suit. So check that out. It's very nice. Easy on your eyes.
Well, hopefully by then we'll have our show set up, that monthly show with her. And
the Bessie Threesome.
Yeah, I mean, think about the smutty lines and titles you can come up with at Christmas. You know what I mean? There's so many, like, stuff about, you know, I can't think of any right now, but there are millions of them about Christmas and
deck
smut.
Deck the balls, yeah. Yeah,
jingle balls, yeah, all them things. So we'll be able to incorporate them into our show, The Threesome with Lisa Sparks, Montana and Menace. So let's see if maybe we could start at Christmas. We could do our first show on Christmas Day. Anyway, we're going to get into this one. And while Tajay is getting ready, we're going to move on to our next guest. Evidence is going to be with us. Any views, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Get the emails in. Yeah. Friday Night Live.
Yeah. Slap it down. Sad kills. Endemic.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah. Coming to kill. Spill your plasma for real. This is serious. You see the look on my grill? Use the art of war. Adapts any terrain on the field. Won't stop. Guaranteed until the mission's fulfilled. Coming out with the rats, slamming up, it's concealed. You know the drill. Anything moving gets peeled. You can't injure me, surround myself in the force field. Unbreakable ill, adamantium steel. Like Wolverine, my wounds automatically heal. So go ahead, try your luck, pop off if you feel. Vulnerable like sitting ducks, see you awestruck. Run them up, now you scared like shit out of luck. Shells flying, flash the sirens, stay covered and duck. Ain't no running out of ammo, so we constantly buck. You awestruck, I swear to God, you whack niggas suck. Rusty jukes in the mix and you about to get stuck.
Yeah, boot stamp in this bitch.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah. One time for crooks commit crime. Two for them niggas banging on the front line. I used to shoot niggas in the face for the fun of it. Merc in general, fuck who you gonna get. Boot camp soldier, I thought I told ya. All you hear is the click clack and then it's over. Shots from the cannon, laid him to rest. With his eyes open and a blade in his chest. You tough, do a push up, roll that cush up. Pussy ass niggas be forgetting to dush up. Keep them G's up, four with a L on it. Your brain can't process with a shell on it. I spit murder, BK assassin. Wanna stop pleasing, but the Mac keep blasting. Ain't my fault, my heart pump gangster. Catch you in the yard, I'ma shank ya, nigga.
Listen, snipe shit to the clip out. On some bullshit, dog like Mike Vick when the pits out. Mike pipe dick in your bitch mouth. Got a cut on the lip, so I can't fuck with the bitch. Hardcore rapper, all y'all rappers. Rapping after PM like fallback rapper. I heard your little song, you ain't all that rapper. Booed at the show, what you call that rapper? Listen, fell back, but I can't chill. Now I'm back in the game like Grant Hill. Murder moving targets, motherfucker, stand still. Body bitch boy, leave him in a landfill. Listen, your face bent from the fifth I shoot. Leave you in the vacant lot like Chris and Snoop. Fuck a wire though, nigga, I fire four shots at your top till you drop, bitch, adios.
True bubble and squeak styles now.
Sound the alarm.
I'm in that awful, unenvious position of you daren't pass wind. You just daren't do it. You never know. You never know what the aftermath might be. Damn, I'm never gonna go there again. I trusted them, man. Muslims. They've always said before when I've said I want the chicken tikka kebab, they've always said, oh no, no, no. You know what, yeah, I'm not gonna give that, yeah, because you're like a Muslim brother and that, and that's old chicken, man. We got like really old chicken, and I'm not gonna give it to you, you know, so order something else. So I think tonight they've just gone, just give them the old chicken. Yeah, as I'm just struggling to get through the show, dancing around to the music, it's not because I'm enjoying it, it's because of these feelings, these emotions that are passing through. Anyway, Evidence is gonna be with us straight after this one.
I'm back, E-Serm, no pressure. Uh-huh. Ricochet off niggas, call me Odessa. Shotgun, no tech on the dresser. Whoever claimed to be fresh, me and B is fresher. EPMD is like WWE tag team match in the field of rap. So one Mississippi, Death Squad is with me, Hit Squad is with me, yo, BMD hit me.
Hail from Brett with my stomping ground. Slick off around, but nah, I can't do it. The 50 blow shit down. I know shit now, grind, I can't grind no more. This ain't no pop shit. EPMD, strictly hardcore. Been there, then did it, about to do it again. Stomping through it, the heavily grin. With 7 number one albums and 4 different artists in the top 10. Cause this is never gonna end.
Yeah, one Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it go. We got that, let it go.
Don't get too close because you might get shot. One Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it
go.
We got that, let it go. EPMD is the world premiere.
Yo, Pete, I don't need my shirt off to flex muscle. Dub, I kick shit, this is Kung Fu Hustle. And not on the block,
no.
It's more like the studio with Scratch and Doc. So y'all niggas stop, you little bitch. You a queen with drama. Don't make me get mad and Barack Obama. Yeah. One Mississippi, Death Squad's with me, Hit Squad's with me. Yo, PMD hit me.
Yeah, we shut it down with the market cornered. Now we back in effect right around the corner.
What up, homie?
Sleep if you wanna. Tell him, P, you be a dead man walking. And your next stop will definitely be in the corner.
CSI,
the hood for the dramatic, the automatic for static. When dude got hit, he looked acrobatic. So I'ma call him Dominique George. And this is what happens when niggas try to floor.
Yeah, one Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it go. We got that, let it go.
Don't get too close because you might get shot. One Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it
go.
We got that, let it go. The DMD is a world premiere.
Hey yo, I'm the greatest.
I'm like Muhammad Ali, Islamic not me, get robbed quickly. I'm a triple OG, Snoop Dogg said. I got two number twos, both them pump lead. Not the pencil, boy, wrong utensil. Number two is a six shotter, all copper. And I call a penny, that squad's with me, hit squad's with me, PMD hit me.
Hey, yo, I ain't no slacker, plus I ain't hear no bell. I ain't never catch a gun charge, but I seen the cell. That's where my slings lay strapped, come through with a gang of rap. Master the subconscious from poses, that's where the anger's at. That's where we mangle rap. From each and every angle black, we strangle cats and leave an empty cranium crack. So let the story be told as the saga unfold. Eric and Paris making dollars to sell peace gold.
Yeah, one Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it go. We got that, let it go.
Don't get too close because you might get shot. One Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it
go.
E, we got that, let it
go.
DMD is a world premiere.
Shout out to Scott Steiner if you're locked on. Ted DiBiase. Coco Beware. Big Boss Man. Regular listeners. You know, hot show. Apparently got it spot on, a few listeners said. Semtex. Out of the blue, that stupid student spacky voice, as Dino put it, that I've did earlier. This is a joke. Apparently that's just what he sounds like.
Yeah, so welcome to the show. It's DJ Semtex. About to go into this one now. I'm really feeling this one. It's Lil Wayne. I've spoke to him, you know. Spoke to him a lot. He likes me. He texts me. He could text anybody in the world, but he texts me.
That's what he sounds like, apparently. That's DJ Semtex. So, no need to tune into him now. You've heard him here. Right, shall we bring on our next guest?
No.
All right, cool.
We pass.
Let's
no.
let's play this new Hot Wheels joint. Now, go on, then.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Brand new EP out now. Definitely feeling a new EP.
Yeah, hey, I don't know how to approach this one. It's like you end up just saying what he's probably heard a million times. Like, really good, great. Oh my god,
pat him on the back.
Just talk about him a minute because I'm having a moment.
Oh, you're not going to sell yourself again, are you? Dirty bastard!
Have you got that?
Scoop? So yeah, I mean, like, what's that?
I need that scoop. Pass the scoop and carry on. Talk about him. Go on.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, brand new EP out just. Released, I believe it was last week. We're talking about Evidence, obviously. Been doing it over a decade with Dilated Peoples, for those who might not know. Why you wouldn't know that, I don't know, but now you know. Just dropped the EP. It's a couple of videos in support of that EP all over YouTube doing the rounds right now.
Yep.
Really strong EP collaborations from Blue, Will.i.am, surprisingly. You got For Sean on the EP. Alchemist Executive produced it too, which is, you know, pretty dope.
Yeah.
They got a new album coming out, the Step Brothers Project.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That'll work.
It's on Deco Records.
Okay, that'll work. Okay. If that's okay with you guys. Okay. Peter Rosenberg here. I'm going to get him on now. Okay. Right, here we go then. Let's bring Evidence onto the Friday Night Live show. What the hell is going to happen now? That'll work.
Soup.
Hello, Evidence. Welcome back to the Friday Night Live show.
What's up?
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Live show, Evidence. You're live on air. How you doing, bro?
Yeah, who's this?
It's the Friday Night's Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Jessica from Spectra. Jessica from Spectra set us up the other day with her.
Oh,
husband.
Perfect. So is this the one I flaked on twice now?
Yeah.
Right.
Is this the one I was supposed to do twice, but I missed it?
Yeah,
you were supposed to have been on a couple of weeks ago, but you were on tour.
All right.
Cool. Okay, that's what's up. What's up?
Excellent. Well, anyway, thank you for your time. Yeah, now let's start over again. The buzz is out there. Everybody's buzzing about it, the new EP. The new group with Alchemist. A lot of things at the end of 2008 that are now going to stem into 2009. Now, most of our listeners, and I think everybody out there in hip-hop, they've copped the EP, they've heard the EP, they're feeling it. And people are asking about the new group and the new material with Alchemist. That's where they want us to begin. So how much can you reveal it? How much can you reveal about this, and how much has actually been done, and how much is just in the pipeline with this new group with Alchemist?
Well, what I've been doing lately is just kind of whittling away publicly, you know, through the course of my career being on a label, everything was kind of calculated, and when we'd make a statement or an announcement, it would come with a press release, and you know, everything would be real official. Nowadays, I've kind of just like learned, you know, with my outlets, with the net and my live shows and just the relationship I'm dealing with my fans, to just start talking about things early and just creating a buzz with them first. That armed me more than anybody else, kind of letting it broadcast out there. So the rumors of Alchemist and I doing a record has been going on for years, maybe two or three, you know. But it's called Step Brothers. And, you know, kind of for better or worse, that's what we are. That's my best friend, you know. And we hang out. We have a unique relationship. You know, he moved to New York when we first started and told us, you know, I'm going to go out there and make a name for myself as a producer. You know, we believed him a little bit, but when a few years later came by and he was doing Nas and Lox and Mobb Deep and everything, he really proved to us what he set out to do, and we ended up respecting him that much more. As far as myself, you know, doing Dilated Peoples and everything has been a major accomplishment, but I just really wanted to step my game up in the last year or two especially, and really just get my bars up. So when Alchemist and I finally did a group, it's not like Evidence is the Alchemist afterthought. You know, I really wanted to get my weight up so people can understand how I earned place in this group, and I feel like I'm coming around to that right now. So Step Brothers is going to come for 2009. The first song that we ever premiered is on my new EP. It's called So Fresh. It comes with a video. A lot of people loving that. The actual first song was on Mick Boogie's VH1 Honors mixtape. We recovered Hits from the Bomb by Cypress Hill. But the first real release is on my EP now, and it's getting an amazing response. So, you know, it's more for the people. Like, we're the chefs. We cook the dish. If they like it, there's a demand for more of it, we're going to continue to cook that dish.
Of course. Sounds dope. And I know a lot of our listeners are looking forward for it to come out. And obviously we got you on the show to talk about the new EP. And, you know, you've just released an EP which I feel, you know, in the same vein as Pete Rock and CL Smooth's, you know, All Sold Out and The Beatnuts, Intoxicated Demons. You've delivered, you know, a consistent and filler-free dope EP, you know, featuring what I feel is some of your most focused work to date. What I want to know is how much is traveling, you know, and doing shows over here and whether it be in the US and all over Europe, how's it affected your creative process of the layover?
It opened me up a lot, especially, you know, I just came back with Dilated. We just came back from pretty much an Eastern European run, you know, doing Romania and Croatia and driving through, you know, Serbia, and just like seeing different things like that opens up my eyes in a way that, you know, unfortunately most people on my block don't get to experience, you know. And you know, when we first started Dilated Peoples, Rocker, my partner, was very adamant about us being a worldwide group, being that he was part of Rocksteady, or still is, of course, part of Rocksteady Crew and Zulu Nation. He had understood how a lot of people's careers had worked before us, where, you know, when America stops embracing an artist sometimes due to just lack of, you know, updated popularity, if you hadn't worked out a niche overseas or places where we could travel, we could continue to get love. And that's exactly what's happened. So, you know, the fact that we can take it out there just lets me see different things and lets me bring back different flavors that other people might not catch on to. Like, to be honest, in America right now, like, going overseas is, like, popular. It's cool. It's like, if you don't do London, like, you're whacked now. But, like, a few years ago, it wasn't like that. You know what I mean? So it's just like...
Yeah.
Trends come and go, but I'm fortunate enough to have done festivals and seen things for really what they are early. And I don't know how much of it exactly comes through in my music, because I'm highly influenced by my people in my surrounding area, but subliminally and just understanding culture is important. I think it does play a role in what we do as a group and myself as an individual.
Yeah, what I'm loving right now about the whole touring thing is, you know, groups doing throwback albums, like you had GZA touring, you had Liquid Swords album, you know, and there needs to be more people doing that kind of thing. I mean, can we expect Dilated to do the platform anytime soon? I mean, earlier this year, you know, people like Kanye really pushed the envelope as far as live shows go. You know, with Dilated obviously being internationally recognized, you know, for your stage show. How do you see the stage show changing in 2009?
It's come a long way. I'm proud of that, to be honest. I'm proud of a lot of, you know, as much as I love to hear the actual beat itself and the rappers performing, I'm proud of a lot of rappers taking on bands and doing different things and pushing the envelope. As far as Dilated performing the platform, you know, that's a good possibility. I just recently performed the whole Weatherman LP in a place in Los Angeles. called the Temple Bar, and it was an amazing sold out show, and I did every song, and I had the majority of the guests from the record, and it was just like, it was an experience, you know, and that was for my most recent record, so to take it back to Platform or Expansion Team and do something classic like that would be like something definitely that I would love to do. As far as the show's elevating right now, I definitely think rappers have taken note of rock and R&B performers and people outside our own genre and realized that there was a long way to go. And I'm happy to see people, you know, just doing other things. Even if it's early and it's not always, you know, the most, you know, well-oiled machine of a show, I definitely feel like taking a step in that direction is good. It's not for me personally, but I respect it.
I just feel like that's the direction, that's the future. The live show is really where it's at right now. You know, obviously sales are low, people aren't shifting as many records. I think it's all about shows right now, and that's the future.
I mean, it's out of necessity, to be honest, which is kind of sad. You know what I mean? Rappers can't pay their bills, so now they're hitting the road, you know, whereas like they should have been doing it all along. But, you know, there's something to be said for that. A lot of the best records could have not been made if a lot of those artists were touring all year long. You know, for Tribe Called Quest or Nas to put out as many albums or Jay-Z as they did in a row, for them to be all year round touring, you know, entities, it wouldn't have been possible for them to make the quality records that they did. So, you know, you got to weigh it on both ends. You know, if you stay home, you can create more. If you're out on the road, you can build your brand more. It's like a yin and yang. You just got to know how to do both, hopefully.
The thing that stood out for us listening to the CP was how it tells a story. I mean, you know, it tells a story from jump to end, and a lot of EPs don't do that today. I mean, do you think there's been a decline in the consistency of conceptual EPs coming out this decade?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When I told people I was doing an EP, everyone just kind of wrote it off as, well, like, that's going to be like a mixtape or something, you know.
Right.
Previous to me dropping the EP, I did do a mixtape with DJ Ski through WCNN, and you know, we had over 50,000 downloads in 2 weeks, and it was like an amazing thing for me to finally have a real West Coast DJ like Ski. As far as on the mixtape circuit, stamping was a big deal. But as far as back to the EP and quality, I'm building a new brand right now, you know, and the only way you can really build that brand is by reinforcement, and that's what I'm doing with the EP. Is I'm just going to start to let people recognize, you know, I did it with the Weathermen LP. A lot of people said, you know, that's nice. It was a great album, but he had his whole life to build that up. It was his first solo album. You know, what happens again when you make a record 6 months later? So I'm just kind of like, you know, just letting people know this is it. My next album is called Cats and Dogs. It's a term I'm sure you're familiar with what it means, you know, and it's just more rain, heavier rain coming. And in the meantime, I put the layover in between, appropriately titled. It all ties in together into a bigger picture. And I'm proud of this dish. I tell people it's just like, it's not overcooked, it's not undercooked, it's just, there's really no filler, and I feel like I presented it on a plate well, when the napkin and fork are all lined up, and this is the layover. You know, I featured a bunch of people like Elzai and Blue and Fonte, who are some of my favorite rappers, and you know, when people tell me that they're, you know, that those dudes are their, you know, favorite as well, I understand. It's like, I put myself next to voices that might be better than me, might be iller than me as far as the pocket goes, but that's the direction I'm taking. I want to get better right now, and that's the only way I'm going to do that is to try to push the envelope. So I don't know. I'm proud of this offering, and the fact that you're saying it, other people are as well, it just makes me want to keep doing more. And if I got hated on, it would make me want to keep doing it more, but for a different reason. So there's something good about good energy. You know, I'm happy that it's around me right now.
Exactly. Let's talk about those people you've been collaborating with, man. I mean, from the Far Right, you know, to Will.i.am, to Blue, to Elzai. You know, when the verses from Fonte and Faceon, you know, it really doesn't get any doper. You know what I mean? As far as guests are concerned, the EP is just bananas. But the thing is, none of the features sound out of place. Was it hard to reach a balance and complement every collaborator's verse with a specific energy to match that? Like, for instance, you're rapping with the Far Right. Obviously, the Far Right's got a deeper voice than you. Perhaps, I mean, how would you approach each track to complement the verses they laid down?
Well, some of them were the unknown, which was exciting, and some of them were more comfortable. The Far Right is a dilated staple from the first record we ever put out, Third Degree, 1998 on ABB Records. He was featured on it. So for him and I to collaborate is like second nature, which was good to do because I need levels of comfort on my record as well. But then doing a record like To Be Determined with Aloe Black and Elzai, or For Whom the Bell Tolls with Blue Fontaine, Will I Am. Those are steps in a direction kind of unknown for me, which was also fun to do. I don't know. It's hard to like put like labels or describe music. Sometimes when you do, you start sounding like sound like a scientist trying to explain his potions or something like that. But it's definitely refreshing to put myself next to people I haven't heard before. And it's funny because at this time, at this era right now, the end of 2008, going into 2009, it's kind of like a time where SoundScan and numbers aren't really making or breaking you as an artist. I mean, we can rewind the clock almost not even 20 months ago or, you know, a year and a half ago. And, it, you know, really, like, if you were good, but if you weren't selling records, it was like the first thing people would say is, yeah, he's good, but what's he selling? Oh, he's not selling? Well, then he's just to this or just to that. Like, between the guests, we'll take off Will I Am, but everybody else put together probably hasn't sold, you know, one handful of records compared to any prominent artist that you know that's featured on my record. And no one seems to care about that right now. I think with the internet and people just having control of their careers right now, it's more of a creative time for rappers, and it's more about how many people can show up at your show or how much merch you can sell more than it is your actual CD. I think the music is just becoming like a byproduct or just like another avenue of promotion to building a lifestyle. You know what I mean? And I think everyone I put on this record is following this new lifestyle, from Fashion being 19 years old, killing it, to Blue being new out the West Coast, to Fonte being one of my favorites, to Farai being a classic, Elzai being probably the best rapper I know right now as far as just wordplay, like Will I Am being a star, but also my friend from childhood. Like, I don't know. I think this is more just a lifestyle that I'm creating. You can see more than it is like just whipping up a bunch of guests, and it's not for any other reason than just wanting to do dope music. I mean, I didn't ship any records. I'm independent. I don't have a chance to compete. So for me to try to make a pop hit with no money behind me would be the stupidest thing I could do. But what I really should do is just understand my independence and just make the best music I can make, you know. So that's really, it sounds corny when people say it, but I'm saying it, and it's just, that's what it is.
So I mean, how important is building a brand in such an unpredictable and, you know, ever-changing industry today? I mean, is it essential for an artist's development now? What are your plans for, you know, your new label, TaylorMade Records and 2009? I understand you got the Deacon situation popping, if I'm right.
Yeah, well, TaylorMade is really powerful to me. You know, my mother passed away in 2004, and that it's been a real up-and-down time for me. A lot of it was private, a little bit of it was public. But I've come to a point where it's almost 2009, and it's funny how time just does what it does, you know. So I've got to the point where I'm talking about it, moving on, and just getting back to smiling and dealing with it in my own ways. But her last name is Taylor, and she was a famous photographer and left quite a legacy of her own. And I basically took the signature of her name, Taylor, and put Made Records after it. So, you know, Taylor Made, figuratively, literally, is who I am and what I represent, and the label, the logo has power in it, and I just figured what a better way to start something than showing other people out there that it's, I believe in it so much that I'm going to sign myself to it for my next release. So the layover is serving a purpose, not only holding people over to my next album or reestablishing their faith in me as a rapper or producer, but also launching TaylorMade Records. I partnered up with Deacon, which is an amazingly creative force going on right now in New York as far as just being a multimedia company, not just a record company. And I really like the way they think. And they made the whole audio-visual thing possible for my DVD. So we shot 5 videos of the 9 songs, attached it to the package. And you get it all for an EP price. I just feel like I'm doing a lot, and TaylorMade is very important. You know, I'm talking to Fashion right now about possibly doing a release with him, talking to Rocka, of course, because his last name is Taylor as well, ironically, you know, and other people. So, I just want to do things that are special, and I'll never take on anything that I don't truly love on that label. And I feel like eventually when I get tired of jumping in crowds and, you know, trying to be the rapper around the planet, this will be a great foundation if I build it up properly to set up for my future. So TaylorMade is born. Yeah.
So, I mean, what kind of legacy does your mum, you know, leave behind? I've just been curious, you know, ever since hearing that skit or interlude at the end of the song on the Weatherman, it was like an interview or something with your mum.
Right.
What does she do?
Well, she was a photographer, you know, she was actually an actress before I was
born. She was in General Hospital, which is a very popular American soap opera. Yeah, and she, my mother was, you know, she was previous to my father, married to like a real famous owner of a big business out here, and she basically just, I don't think that she could feel that relationship so much, so she boned out and just left. And kind of met my dad, who was like this wild dude from New York or whatever, just some dude from Brooklyn, you know, and that's kind of like how my mom just, whatever, came about having me. And when she did, she basically stopped acting because she wanted to, you know, be a mother or whatever, you know, raise her son properly, finally, that she had, because she was in her 30s. So she did, and she started taking photos of me in the garage, and it basically just led to her getting a lot of work as far as being a children's photographer. And she ended up taking photos of a lot of families that wouldn't let photographers into their homes and into their families, but they trusted her. And like a lot of notables are Denzel Washington's family, Kevin Costner, Tracy Ullman. I mean, you name it, she did a lot of it, you know, and everything from Guess Jeans to prominent banks, you know what I mean? Like a lot of just amazing photography and catalog. So when she passed, it was just like a shock to a lot of people, and I got a lot of calls and support from a lot of people, and that was, you know, incredible as well. But it's just been crazy. Herb Magazine just did the best thing that's ever happened to me, is they just published one of her photos as the last page in their new issue, and they gave tribute to her. So that's amazing. Big up to Herb Brandon, the editor over at Herb, for doing that. That was big.
Definitely. You have to check that out. Yeah. So what about
right now? 88 Keys is on the cover, so you can check.
That's
that.
Right. Yeah. Another dude on Decon Records killing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the videos. I mean, you know, videos are support of the EP. Obviously, it comes with a DVD. I mean, how do you plan to utilize the videos? You know, our listeners have been saying that, you know, you would be crazy not to try and get some MTV love for, you know, for Whom the Bell Tolls.
Right. Well, that video is being shot. We didn't shoot that video yet. We're shooting that in January, because actually we're going to go for television with that one. But the intention of what we did, the EP, is kind of like revolutionary, if you ask me. It dawned on me that the majority of the music that I was hearing in the years that I was highly impressed or impressionable as a consumer and like as a rap fan, and to the groups that still made me love them till this day, the majority of the time I would hear a new record for them would have been through Yo MTV Raps, which I'd run home from school to catch, because I got out of school at 3 and it started at 3, so if I ran home fast enough I could get 20 minutes of it, you know, or BET Rap City. And I don't mean the Rap City you see now, I mean like the real Rap City, where they played different videos than they played the rest of the day, you know, whatever. So, but what happened is, what it dawned on me is, it was like the first time I hear a song, I'd be seeing them and I'd be hearing it. So it was an audio-visual experience, and it was almost like sensory overload. Like, I was loving the music, and then I'm seeing how they move and what shoes they're wearing and what city they're from and how the people are reacting to the music and what their DJ looks like and the end of the video with the credits. And it was just like, it made me not only want to buy it, but be a part of their whole shit. So we thought what we should do for this one is leak the songs that we're going to leak on the net as first impressions with the video, not just putting an MP3 out, but premiering a video. So the only way that your first impression of hearing this EP, if you were one of my diehard fans who was following the whole series, was watching the audio and experiencing the visual at the same time. And it really triggered a lot of shit. It really did. It triggered a lot of just emotions, people talking differently than they had before. Maybe if they didn't understand how I was spitting or a pattern, the way I was presenting it visually helped them understand it better, to the point where we really, like, you know, in 1 month we have, you know, almost 300,000 views of all the videos combined, which is an achievement for a person at my status. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Slow Flow or Chase the Cloud, the way, you know, those are like 300,000 views, but that's over a year, you know? So
yeah,
the fact that we're just getting close and a lot of these songs are peaking, we're getting to see which songs have more attention. So Fresh with Alchemist is like the biggest video we have with, you know, 70,000 views in 2 weeks or whatever. So it's just like, that's an indication, maybe we should pump this song. You know, the people are kind of deciding, and it's just, I don't know how to explain it anything more than it's just fun for me to do something different. I've been at records for a long time. Even though I'm coming out as a new artist, I still have my credentials, you know, and I can't forget about that. So it's keeping me entertained. It's nothing else.
No, it's keeping a lot of people entertained. Now, some of the people that you do entertain, your fans, have been sending a lot of questions in for us to ask you. We've selected a few of them. If that's okay, we'll just go into them. So we'll get to a few fan questions. Here comes one. We're not quite sure, but apparently you're going to understand this. Ask Evidence, then, about the graffiti story with the paper getting Ev twisted with a graph artist.
Okay. Bucket, TKO, is the YouTube tagger. You might have read the story or heard about it. It was posted nationwide. I don't know about globally, but... Basically, there's a dude named Bucket, B-U-K-E-T, or some pronounce it Bouquet. I don't know exactly how it is, repping TKO. And he was on YouTube showing off a lot of his work. I mean, and he, when I say his work, I mean top to bottom, on top sides of buildings, broad daylight, freeway, everything. I mean, crazy, you got to be out of your mind type graffiti. Mm-hmm. And somebody from his camp had approached me at this radio show I was doing to do a drop for him, like a promo, like you would or anybody else would, and thousands that I've done. So I said, yo, this is Evidence, you're chilling on War of War, etc., with my man Bucket, peace out, yada, yada, yada. He attached that to the beginning of his YouTube clip. So basically, if you went to go see his major work, he put Dipset, Rep and Time music behind it, and it starts out with me basically saying, yo, this is Evidence, check out Bucket. Now, he got popped. He got nailed. And when he did, they went back to YouTube. And out of nowhere, I guess they didn't really watch it or didn't take the time or were just that stupid. But they just decided that the only face that they could see visually had to be him at the beginning. And they just said it was me. So basically, I flip open the front page of the Los Angeles Times the next day, and it says, Cyrus Yazdani, 24 years old, which I was happy about that part.
Yeah, that's good.
24 years old, arrested, and it's a big picture of me. So, I mean, I'm talking about my neighbors, to the restaurant, to everywhere I go. Everybody thought I was like a fraud and had been living under a fake name. Wow. And I was really this YouTube tagger who got caught. And it's still not even cleared up. I made MSNBC, CNN, NBC, Fox News, everything, with them saying Cyrus Yazdani and then showing me at the beginning of the YouTube clip as this is who the guy is. Now, it's funny, he kind of looks like me a little bit too, so I see where they might have got mixed up, but I really got nailed, and till this day I walk around and people give me dirty looks like I'm him, because when they ran retractions, they ran them on the last page in the magazines, they ran them late at night like they had to, or they would have got sued, but people don't watch the retractions, they read the front page. So I am Bucket, Evidence, a.k.a. Bucket, TKO.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's it. No,
yeah.
Well, I suppose they do.
I'm running with it.
They always say, don't they, that any press is good press. But, I mean, that's a big misprint, isn't it? That, I mean, we're talking CNN and all the places you said. That's not just one magazine or newspaper. That's, like, all over. And that must have been
everywhere. Everywhere. For three days, everywhere. So if you watch the Don't Hate video on YouTube, or wherever else on my MySpace page, I made a T-shirt that says Bucket TKO. I'm actually wearing it. I'm just embracing it at this point.
Yeah, that's it. Embrace. That's what it's about. Right, next question then. When does the collaborative album with Oh No come out, says one listener?
I'm featured on that record. What that is a new group, Alchemist and Gang, and Oh No are called Gang Green. I don't know if you know what Gang Green is, but it has to do with like amputation, basically. It's like for your body, I guess, stops pumping blood to the certain parts, you know, and you got to cut that off. Otherwise, you know, you can lose everything. It's like it's an ill disease. I guess it's also a metaphor for making money or whatever, but they formed a new group, Oh No and Alchemist. It's a craziest record. It's so creative. Yeah, like Alchemist has Chemical Warfare coming out too, which I'm really excited about, but I might be just as excited about Gang Green album because it's just, there was no constraints. They just did some creative thing. So I'm featured on it, on a song called Wild Wild West, me and Oh No, produced by Alchemist. Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are just sending emails in now asking if what the chances would be for you to conference Alchemist, being that he's executive produced a layover.
I'm on an iPhone. I don't think I have three-way.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to work that. If you want to, I'll give you the number. You could try this one.
All right, cool. Maybe we could get to that in about or so after this call.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Okay. That'll be good. Very quickly then, one last question, because this listener's been tuned in for all the show, wanting to ask this. If any, how much of the layover is material from Cats and Dogs, and how much of Cats and Dogs is older evidence material, says one listener?
Three songs off layover were slated for Cats and Dogs, but they were, two of them were completely different. For Whom the Bell Tolls, first and foremost, was just a song with two verses, both of them myself. I didn't have Fonte or Blue on them. I had intentions of having Blue being the third verse, but that was the case. And Devin the Dude was originally slated for the hook, but we had another crisis here in America about, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, where Texas basically got left out with power for over a month, and Devin was caught out in that and literally wouldn't leave his family or anything, which rightfully so. So we couldn't get him to do it, so I called Will. And as soon as I did, called Fonte, because Crisis had produced it, and I just took a verse off that I had already written and just made it into this power song that I felt had a statement. I'm going to release that version later of me rapping both verses. I don't know when, but I will. And then To Be Determined was, that's an Alchemist beat. That was just another one, two verses of mine, no chorus. And I just took a verse off, put Elzai on it, was looking for a chorus, got a hold of Aloe Black, he killed it. Then after he did the chorus, was like, yo, I really want to rap on it. So I took one of my verses off, because it was originally going to be me, Elzai, and then me again, you know. But I took my third verse off, put Aloe Black on, and boom. The other song that stayed the same is The Cold Weather. That was just a song I had sitting around. It didn't make the Weatherman LP, so I was going to save it for Cats and Dogs. But I'm basically starting brand new. The only work I have right now for Cats and Dogs is this track that I've been holding on to from Pete Rock that's just blowing me away for a long time, and I'm almost getting done. So writing the second verse right now, and this work I've been doing with DJ Khalil. So far it's just Pete Rock and DJ Khalil. I'm going to do a lot of it, Alchemist, Babu, Sid Roams, of course, and then after that, I don't know. Vocally, I want to keep the guests limited, but I really want to work with Mos Def. I've never worked with him ever. I've never worked with the Game before. I'm from the West, and so is he. He's one of my favorites also. So Mos Def and the Game are the two people I'm kind of looking at as far as guests go right now.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. Your fans have loved it. We've really enjoyed it. The EP is one of the strongest releases, I think, of this year. If we were just talking about our top 40 of the year, I think it's made in. It's only just come out a few weeks
back. That means a lot.
Really excellent.
Really means a lot, man.
Yeah, and the thing about yourself is, and this is just from my perspective, is the consistency. It's just there, and it's been there for years, the consistency. The final thing I want to finish on, and I'm not sure if we have covered this in a way throughout the interview, a lot of people asked, what about Dilated Peoples? Now, you were known as...
I thought I was going to make it through the whole interview without it. I was like,
we waited.
Is this really happening right now?
It's the sucker punch. Yeah, it's the sucker punch. the bell had gone there, and we just thought we'd come in. But the fact is that, of course, you're now an established solo artist. Everybody sees you as evidence. You are now just evidence. And the question is, well, what about the other members? I mean, are you going to be a Dilated Peoples again, or are you going to be part of the group? This is what so many people have asked us. It's been the most popular question.
Well, Babu just dropped Duck Season 3.
Of course.
You know, Rocka and I are both featured on it.
Yeah.
You know, Weather came out, both of them were featured on it.
Yeah.
Rocka's working on his solo album, Crown of Thorns, right now.
Okay.
And it's going to be an amazing record. It's taken longer than we had expected. I'm not going to lie and just be like, everything's right on time. It's taken a little bit longer, but... When Rocka makes a record, he's making it for a different reason. He's trying to do something different. I'm not going to say, like, I don't have an example. If I was to say an example, like, you know, something Wyclef Carnival-esque, you know what I'm saying, where he's making, like, a world record. It's not just, like, a rap record.
Okay.
So to do something like that takes time. You can't just get it done right away. It's not like you call up Elzai when you're trying to call somebody from Jamaica or something, you know? So, so when he gets that out, I really feel like that'll be the time when it'll be ready for Dilated to regroup, because I've established my identity. You know who I am, or I'm definitely encouraging you to get to know who I am through my music. Babu has been established, one of the best DJs, on his third Duck Season volume right now, just doesn't stop.
No.
Beat Junkie class, world champ. And I really want people to you know, give Rocka the chance to do the same that they've done for us. He's had to hold back a lot of his work as far as political issues, because Rock Babu and I might not feel the same, or might even not know what he's talking about, and doesn't want to put us at risk. So I think he has a real message and something to say. And if that comes out top of 2009 like it's supposed to, then I feel like it's complete. I dropped my solo, Babu did his solo, Rocka did his solo. Okay, boom, let's get back. In the meantime, we don't stop touring. Those are my brothers. We're very tight. We talk all the time. It's not an issue of whether, you know, I fucked his girlfriend or whatever part of me. You know what I mean? Or he stole my money or everything that breaks up groups. That's not the issue here. The issue is just we're off a label. It's a creative time for us. And when the time is right and for no other reason, we'll be back in the studio doing that with other people.
There you go, everybody. There's the good news that you all wanted to hear. We're seeing the responses coming in now. People are very happy. A lot of woos and LOLs and claps and all sorts coming in the studio. So so there we go. Right, but in the meantime, you're going to keep us entertained with your solo material and your other collaborations as well. Okay, what we're going to do is we'll call you back off air then in a few moments, and we'll see if we can get that number and see if we can get Alchemist up on and continue this discussion with all his projects as well. Evidence, thank you so much as ever. It's been an absolute pleasure. We wish you all the best.
I'm sorry to get y'all the first time, and I'm glad we worked this out.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's the nature of what we do. We're not on that tip. If we can make it happen, we'll just keep trying and trying, and we have done. It's been a blessing. So thank you very much.
Mm. Well, much love to y'all, for real.
All right, thanks. Take care. God bless. Evidence, Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Let's go into a track from that EP now. Alchemist, Evidence, Step Brothers.
Every day I wake up to the sound of waves crashing. Make moves, it's time to take action. Pour bread for the basket. No sleep, I do that when I'm in a casket. No patience, I take no breaks and no vacations. I can't wait. Time is money, shine like California skies. That's sunny after the rain. When it's all said and done, make sure they remember my name. Level headed, hop off a G4 jet and get on the train. Get on the train. Jump out of a taxi cab and jump on the stage. No flash, never do shows for no cash. The checks come to my government name. But chemistry man is what I'm known as. Of course, you already know that. Hit up the city, hit my man on the jack like where the smoke at. My mind is free. No cage, center stage when it's time to speak. Drama setter, nobody better. I stand next to the man that tells the weather. Like Goldie with the red leather, I'm checking
Grammy
my check.
Grammy family wilding out where the media flock. To me it's a night at home, another pizza box. Another verse of cursing, trying to connect the dots. Just a hop, skip and a jump, from pedaling never stops. Turn on my inbox, bills in my mailbox. Long as the beat knocks, I feel no stress. No chance to second guess, feeling like this. No day I live twice, Venice still in the west. I spent 6 months out the year on my hustle and grind. The other half spent plotting the next. Doubling time, ALC collaboration. Congratulations, I'ma bubble and shine. Starting the day with heart and I'ma part the stage. I hope you pardon my side when I drop this way. 8.8, shake shit up, it's our nature. LA's unstable, still chasing paper, crazy.
Taste of things to come. Evidence. And of course, Alchemist on the beat, Step Brothers. It's Friday night. That means no work tomorrow or Sunday.
Unless you work in retail, DJ Temtec's here. I love that, it's dope. It reminds me of Lil Wayne. That I interviewed Lil Wayne. He likes me.
Okay, we're still trying now to get Tajay, Souls of Mischief Hieroglyphics, on the show. And hopefully, if it's meant to be, it will be tonight. We've just been in contact with one artist that we did talk to, who's just got back to us while we've been on air, and they passed over their number. So they're going to be coming on. So I'm looking forward to that. I won't announce the name until they come on. We'll keep it a surprise. So I'm really looking forward to that. Plus, of course, at the moment, Menace is just out of the studio. He's calling evidence, as you heard there. We're trying to get Alchemist on. I think that'll be a good guess. He's not been on this show. One of the few people who've not been on the show yet. So it'd be great if we can make that happen tonight. Sounds promising. If he's free, I'm sure that he'll be able to do it. So hopefully Alchemist on the way as well.
You are now in to the mighty messenger. Listen up, I'm feeling triumph, like so I should trumpet up the bully. It's played out, white tiger hoodie prints came out. It ain't what we about, cause we took another route. So the message could stretch from the bay to the town. Unlike some snakes, so I move like a lion at heart. Steadfast by applying the arts, the son of Rembrandt. Let me sketch in the dark, I drip Zeus while he's catching the quark. And starstruck, pray a lot, so saying may the God touch him. Don't fully get why they play the squad suspect. When is the legendary repertoire stepping in? The architects of the cardiac arrest, and I brought it back for a time to relax. Think I'm a fool like I'm taking a nap, but know the facts, cause I'm interplanetary from the soul to the track. We put the city on the galaxy map, you like that? Check it, just for the record, just for the wax. We set them straight like crickets in the back. You want the messenger, I recommend you ask. God, ask. Champion, fellas can relate to. Passionate, elevate the crew like the greats do. This ain't a game to me, people know we pay dues. By now we master the same way to break through. Who start tracks beside the pack's alpha? See us on the bully and they bless us and ask them, what up with an album, the status of the family? But they know I get them with the raps, many pack hooks. Educated and I still stay booked. Running from Diego to the East Bay. Look, you wanna understand the style that I push. To the beats they done pump out, but streets stay shook. Trembling, sorta like it's Kevo on the floor. And the ground starts shifting. Everybody saw the illest of the cypher. Coming steady, walk to the sesh. But they don't wanna test us anymore. Just for the record, just for the wax. We set them straight like crickets in the back. You want the messenger, I recommend your axe. God, axe.
The group is called Son of Ran and Mess.
You want the messenger, I recommend you ask.
Definitely a different sound.
And so you think that I'm a fool for the dream that I pursue and the method we done choose. I'm not about sitting up and lecturing the crew, especially when you been already know the truth. Arrival of the squadron, fresh out the cuts like culinary game which runs through the vein. Dishing up a style every twice in a while, and I'm fixed at a price even money couldn't pay. It's like Hail Mary, holy mother full of grace is what I say when these haters come running in my face. Iron out my strategy and hungry for the fame. Put your foot up on the brake if you're gunning for my name, like stop. Y'all must be bugging in the brain. Snuck up in the place like funds in the bank. We didn't want to leave them, and luckily we stayed. Otherwise, they'd be wondering what we could have bring. But just for the record, just for the wax, we set them straight like crickets in the back. You want the messenger, I recommend you ask. God, ask. God, ask. Ask. God, just for the record, just for the wax, we set them straight like crickets in the back. You want the messenger,
so then, Menace, just been talking to Evidence off air, and Evidence says Rang Alchemist. What's the deal then?
He's out of town right now, apparently. He's tried him twice. He said if we call him tomorrow, we can coordinate the interview. We'll make it happen soon. Hopefully next Friday or whenever. These upcoming weeks. But he was sure it was going to happen soon, so that's the good thing.
Okay, it was a bonus for tonight for it to make it happen. So that's good then. Looking forward to that, Alchemist, on a future show. That should be good.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll keep things moving. We're organising all sorts in the studio just to get you, of course, Souls of Mischief, Tajay on the show, and hopefully a surprise guest as well.
I wish I knew then. have the woman I love. I wish I knew then, like I know them
every day. Don't you love to hear the music play? What you plan to do today? Just living is a mountain that we all gotta climb. To live out every word I say is what I plan to do today. I'm living for the future. Failure is a state of mind.
Every day.
Run us a compass to get out this state of mind. Looking for signs and wonders is my state of mind. I take my time. There's no rush, I'ma make it. It just takes some time. My seeds be cultivating, so I made some time. What you plan to do today? Just living is fine. If that's your legacy, then just living is fine. One day my son said to me, Daddy, you going to work so we can keep the lights on? It boggled my mind that that's part of the legacy I'm leaving behind. Put in work for what you want, there's no cutting in line. Nothing's impossible when you let your light shine. I'm living for the future, failure is a state of mind.
Every
like
day brings about a change. Like I do now. Looking back, I'm so ashamed. Every day brings about a change.
To hear the music play, I can't lose today. Happiness no longer is a place I gotta find. Remember when the skies were gray? The sun shines today. Eyes are on tomorrow. Yesterday is left behind.
Every day,
look at all the pain I left behind. You see, you sold your soul for fame, so your name was left behind. But your chain shine. I don't wear chains, I change minds. It takes a lot to change minds. I know, cause God changed mine. Can't be chained and free at the same time, or a slave and a G at the same time. Between chained and free, there's a thin line. Most hope the tightrope that thin line. That's the slave state of mind. I'm called to bring change from this small state of mind. OH10, the heart of it all, rain and shine. I just hope something changes, cause it's time. Put your eyes on tomorrow, yesterday is left behind.
Every, every day brings about a change.
Like I do now.
Looking back, I'm so ashamed. Every day brings about a change.
Telling me to run the streets.
I'm gonna make you be.
I'm not concerned with it.
I'm gonna make you real.
You know the deal.
I've been a street runner. I got it from my brother at 5 years young. It's the dream of a child with that gleam in his eye. And people recognize for the style. I'm blessed they believe in us now. See, to an extent, these cats play in the field. But we go the extra length to make it real. Cause I have a feeling we gon' be here for a very long time. Sit back, relax, and we fly like jets. Silhouette against the sunset. And it's fresh when I find myself in one breath. I'm heaven sent to rep the conquest. And we listen for the trumpet to pump. We up next. Plaster the bricks and blast the flood wet. Alpha of the packs, a boy among vets. And it's after the storm. Asteroids drop to the floor. Meteors come knocking on the door of a street runner. I'm gunning for my block for sure. So critics couldn't talk anymore. But watch the sun come up. The way we haven't seen it before. Fluorescent orange and we're keeping it warm. But I gotta take it to the gun for support. I need to have them if the squadron is short. Cause we get the feeling we gon' be here for a very long while. Sit back, relax in the sky, holla. Precise from the cradle of time. This life at its greatest design. Complete with beat hunters. Suckers wanna hate on the shine. But study what I made in my prime. Come on, how many classics fall to the dirt tonight? How many tracks do we kill to earn a stripe? We get the feeling we gon' be here for a very long minute. Sit back, relax, I'm up in it like a
runner.
It's fun watching gamblers bust. Because the whole entire planet erupts. And plus, I learn from them. And ain't nobody battling us. Walk away, no swag and a strut. Respect, that's all I ask. And I'm only 27. Listen, who wrote a song like we trying to get to heaven with it? We get the feeling we could be here for a very long time. Get down to the legendary sounds of Bully marathon in effect. The renaissance where my people connect. And I speak in each color. Sharp techniques in the chest. You know the heart piece peacefully slept. But if tomorrow morning I awake and I'm prepped for it, I hope the hummingbirds memorize the chorus. Cause we get the feeling we gon' be here for a very long time. Wings out and stretch to the sky. What up, street runners? Strictly for the love of the fam. Already focused on becoming a man. At least we reached others. Teach them how to move in advance. Like everybody got a future to plan. But we gotta bring it to the messenger tonight. Like the son of man is in position just to strike right. We get the feeling that we destined to stay for a century. Take a glance at the legacy of the street runner.
Christmas around the corner, the goose is getting fat. That's if we're alive in the UK by Christmas. The weather's been a bit harsh this week. The sound of Son of Ran and Mess.
So cold. I can't even feel my balls.
Fucking hell, he's really genuinely scared of me there. He's like, oh! I thought, bloody hell, it's like a zombie film.
I'm all right now, I'm okay.
Speaking of zombie films, we're expecting you're expecting to call your side, aren't you, from Surprise Guest?
Yeah. Should be interesting.
He's big. He's big in the game. He's quite big out there. What would happen if a caterpillar made a... Oh, I've messed that up. Anyway, all right, let's... sorry, it's the name of the next track, but I messed it up because it's getting a bit late. And
genius.
Yes. What would happen if a caterpillar, though? What would happen if that happened? Now, we've got a surprise guest on the way. I'm going to try Tajay again, try and get him on, so we can fulfil all the guest lists tonight. We've had Blazing on the show, BPMD, Evidence, Keenan Kel... What were the names?
Keenan and Kel...
Keeley and Zaire, of course, were up on the show, right. Producers, and we're just trying to still for Souls of Mischief, Hieroglyphics, Tajay, and a surprise guest then that were awaiting a call. And you said the manager of this surprise guest was a bit friendly.
Yeah, I was surprised. It was like he worked at a pizza shop or something.
What do you mean, rang up, like, hello, okay, that's fine.
He's like, hey, dude, how are you, dude? You good? How's your mom?
Really? That friendly?
No, he was really friendly, yeah, serious. Oh, good. Like, how are you? So funny. He's like, yeah, how are you, happy?
I hope he's not listening. He'll be listening.
You know, I said I wanted you to go on that show. Well, I don't want. The fucking British herbs. They're herbs.
You're fucking Viking prisoners.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, we'll keep things moving with this track, which I was going to try and link a bit earlier. It didn't work. It's called Caterpillar's Cocoon. It's by a group which seem to be just playing the album in rotation now, but I'm feeling a few joints off it. This group obviously don't want radio play with a name like this. Son of Ran and Mess.
Okay.
I bet you that's a British herb thing I'm doing. I bet it's Son of Ran. I bet it's just Son of Randomness. That's what the whole thing is, but I'm going, the Son of Ran and Mess.
Strange lights over the skies of San Diego. If you saw them last night, you were not the only one. Received emails asking about them.
No, it's not Godzilla, similar but 10 times bigger. Supernova soul, God's illest. Sacred break, forsake the song killing. Pitch black mama struck an anaconda. Yuck, tree sun combined with Pablito. Fresh out the cuts and squads cannot equal. Snap a glance at the all-star trio. Virus is lethal, truth is quadruple. We back and forth like a tennis court crowd with the pen across out whack toys. Poisonous voice. Got the messengers up in the house with the soul of the soldiers deployed. Now it's like I wonder why they wanna cause ruckus. Too many try to be that city block runner, but nah, they couldn't be that. Nope, they can't touch us. Caterpillars, cocoon and moon gutters, and I wonder why they wanna cause ruckus. Too many try to be that city block runner, but nah, they couldn't be that. Nope, they can't touch us. Caterpillars, cocoon, full moon in the sky. I'm waiting for my troops to return. Faith in my Lord, so I'm not so concerned with it. Already learning that if turbulence is permanent, we step it up instead. Never mind, purple swish. Tell the truth, y'all ain't really that ghetto. Claiming it's a classic and silly falsetto. Famous and whack, that should be your camp's motto. Watch as my shadow stalks your silhouette. When I'm back for the 008 until the 80, so I'm glad that they patiently wait to see the greats flow. Point at the map where the stack's at, there he goes. Witness the future through the telescope, steady hold high. Wonder why they wanna cause ruckus. Too many try to be that city block runner, but no, they couldn't be that. Nope, they can't touch us. Caterpillars, cocoon, and moon gutters, and I wonder
why they wanna cause ruckus. Too many try to be that city block runner, but nah, they couldn't be that. Nope, they can't touch us. Caterpillars, cocoon, and moon gutters, and I wonder why they wanna cause ruckus. Too many try to be that city block runner.
Shout out to Steve Sutherland if you locked on. Just checking us out. Checking out the talent, aren't you, Steve? Checking out the male talent. Proper bender.
Well, don't you ever don't talk ever like no finale and we keep briefly. Yeah. Don't sleep.
So you're worldwide.
Wait, wake the fuck up. Don't sleep.
Invincible, what up?
We insomniacs and sleepwalking, keep talking. Night of the living dead, falling out of antique coffins. While they're counting sheep, lost on tipping party lens. The city collapsing around us, hating REM. Grinding while you're partying, then crashing like a sports car. On my way to freedom, my focus is on the North Star. Underground like Harriet, battling narcolepsy. Port cars are effing up, we caught in the Red Sea. Stay, shut out when that's to sing a lullaby to lady like. Still disturbing beauty rest, but do the test to pay me right. Saying female artists sleep, they wait at the top. You snoring on us, ignoring us, whether blatant or not. But I can hold my own weight, no spot of this barbell. I'm lifting while you slipping out your bunk with no guardrail. Why? Snap you out of your bed, help you land on your feet. Get on some lead, don't let it get to your head. So don't sleep.
I got a lot of work to do, so don't sleep. Gotta be alert to move, so don't sleep. Probably gotta hurt the lungs, so don't sleep. Cause I heard that'll happen when you snore. Jungle Dan, we young low land.
Wake up.
Run your crown, we from Motown.
Wake up.
Trump blowing the crown, you know the slam. Once you get going, don't slow down.
While you laying in the horizontal, I'ma be on a recording console, dissing you on every morning talk show. Taking out Lone Ranger way before they go to war with Tonto. Turning boxing bags out of your former tonsils. So don't you ever doze off the set of Robocop. And Baker for Cobo, we're too gritty for Voto Ops. And we don't stop discipline to Michigan. Metropolis bringing the opposite of easy listening. I'm often determined to tell you about my pet peeve. You tossing and turning on a D, trying to catch Z's. We crabs in a barrel, sleeping sharks on barracudas. We only getting love with all the goods you buy a duty free. The masses hibernate, my mind's awake. We got our lives at stake. Step it up or you step off. Get a clue when you get lost. The smell of music features an invincible thesis. Platinum finale and we eat greasily. Yes.
Got a lot of work to do, so don't sleep.
Are you getting all like? Are you getting butterflies in your tummy? Are you losing sleep at night, menace? Because Christmas is on its way. Looking forward to it.
Heard that it happened when you snow.
Wake up,
jungle damn, we young low.
Menace. Menace. Menace, where you gone?
You know the slam. Once you get gone, don't slow down.
I think the people who own Facebook have just kidnapped him.
Don't you ever doze off. The masses hibernate, my mind's
they've disabled his life.
Like no finale and we keep briefly. Yeah. You snoring on us.
Shouting out to Lord Jazz if you're out there.
You snoring on us. Like no finale and we keep briefly. Yeah.
Definitely get those shows over to us once again, Lord Jazz. Get those shows over, man.
Señoras y señores, tenemos a alguien aquí especial para usted esta noche. El único, señor Wordsmith. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you tonight. The one and only Mr. Wordsmith.
Wordsmith, no myth, so real. Six skills, top bill, type of bill. Roll the rail, sit back and I chill. Know the deal, no drill, word spills. So prestigious, my punchlines like Beavis. I butt heads for Regis, I'm red hot like Ketis. Senora, call me Sir Word. I serve the hors d'oeuvres, rich rhymes in the birds. Bottle, bottle, need a pad and a pen. Fireplace to keep it dim while I'm writing in the den. Auction this page of rhymes for the figures. A Shakespearean spitter sold to the highest bidder. Wordsmith, no myth, so real. Six skills, top bill, type of bill. Roll the rail, sit back and I chill. Know the deal, no drill, word spills. Old English flow so distinguished. Battle MC, sip tea with a Danish.
Thank you, good sir.
Butler, butler, please pass me a beat. New pen, new sheet, I craft this unique. No fallacy, more like analogies. Read the rhyme books that are stocked in the gallery. My mystique, something like an antique. I'm priceless to y'all, you see me as a treat. Wordsmith, no myth, so real. six skills, top bill type of beer. Roll the reel, sit back and I cheer. Know the deal, no drill, word spears. Throw a party, I know you won't miss. Enlist the revolution, scratch the guest list. Fresh in the coupe, white suit like a marriage. D-dub a deed on that horse in a carriage. BK professors on the way, I make them say capiche. Switch riders on display. DJ Andrew, plug in the ports. I contact your soul if you're one fry short. Wordsmith, no myth, so real. Six skills, top bill, type of bill. Roll the rail, sit back and I chill. Know the deal, no drill, word spills. Wordsmith, no myth, so real. Six skills, top bill, type of bill. Roll the rail, sit back and I chill. Know the deal, no drill, word spills.
It threatens to go somewhere, doesn't it? It's Wordsmith. Cenar Wordsmith.
Wordsmith, no myth, so real.
Steve Sutherland, I never heard his voice. I've heard his name, obviously. I spoke to him on Facebook, he annoyed me. But I never heard his voice on air.
Wordsmith, no myth, so real.
How does he... So DJ Temtex, he's like that, but what about Steve Sutherland? What could he possibly sound like?
Know the deal, no drill, word spill. Wordsmith, no myth, so real. Six skills, top bill, type of bill. Roll the rail, sit back and I chill. Know the deal, no drill, word spill.
Conspiracyworldwide at gmail.com.
It's everyone's interest in the weather. Here it is.
This is the cold weather, so get your cloak and umbrella.
This is
the cold weather. Cloaks and umbrellas.
This is
the cold weather. Cats and dogs, cloaks and umbrellas. Cats and dogs, those people who call. I hit back before it's twice. As of late, these mics don't reach too far, so I kill each bar like it's flashing lights. Tailor-made records, my mom name lives on. Cold weather, cold letters, TMR. It's hard to be stopped when you got a meaning like this. And got a plot that's meaning to kids. I'm part of the breath, yeah. I watch Rap City get upset. Kick a hole in my flat screen, scream then I check. Then back to the scene of the West. They call me Mister, don't make tunes for strippers. I'm one of the best. This is the cold weather.
This is
the cold weather. Cats and dogs, coats and umbrellas.
Exhale, now it's halftime. It's a word worth a thousand pictures. He got them all cause he ain't try to get a thousand. That's how we draw and feel regret. I try to fill it in but get stuck on the painting. When I'm picturing the silhouette, I be the best, I be great. I can waste my words or I can say free Tibet. Or maybe not think so global but more local. Like the Lakers better rip anything we'll send. Witty with the words, they never liked it. So beat me down, but couldn't get the best of Michael. Next town, I came back, a new recital. I shoot slugs for my brain just like a rifle. They show love, but that's a part of tour. I play the part, or maybe that's the art of war. Or maybe why I started for, started from, either one. This is the cold weather. The cold weather, cats and dogs, coats and umbrellas.
Cat, 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 cat,
Now you gotta be so careful nowadays on these national radio stations what sort of records you play. Obviously on a station like Galaxy FM out here in the UK, a very commercial dance-based station made for like the 21 to 24 market. Or as I like to call them, the jitters. You can't play anything controversial, of course you can't, but what would happen out here in the UK if in the daytime you played Arab Money by Busta Rhymes? Well, Steve Sutherland, radio pioneer and legendary man.
Legendary.
Steve Sutherland, this week then, played Arab Money by Busta Rhymes. And he was suspended. He was suspended from the radio station. He's got a good name for himself at the station, Galaxy. And because they received complaints, it offended some of the ethnic minority community and some Muslims.
Man. Arab Money of all joints. It's not even mildly controversial, is it?
No, I mean, if he'd played Gangsta Nip, that would have been, I could understand that. Steve Sutherland here and his Gangsta Nip. You know, would have been the best, but yeah. No, it was Arab Money. Now, let's just think for a second here, because I'm sure about a month ago, I've seen a video with Timothy Westwood. Not only did he play the record over and over again, dropping bombs, going one more time or whatever, I can't be bothered to impression this time of day, but he not only did he do that, but he had him in the studio, didn't he? I'm sure he had some people in the studio. They were doing the Arab Money dance.
Yeah, it was Busta, Spliffstar, Scratchatour, and yeah, he was dancing like an idiot in the studio.
So why? What happened there? Did everybody like go, oh, it's all right, Tim? I mean, they did the Arab dance. Sure, that's more offensive than just some guy playing the record.
Oh, you know what it was? It was, I think it was the daytime when Steve played the song. It must be, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he played the dirty version or what, but it was the daytime, Saturday daytime. And obviously Tim's show is, what, 10 o'clock?
Right, okay.
So maybe it's a difference in time and I don't know. Regardless, it's nonsense. I mean, how is that even slightly offensive?
I'm getting Arab Money.
We're getting Arab Money.
No, I wasn't saying.
I'm joking.
I was running that past myself earlier. We're getting Arab Money. Well, it's offensive. I found it highly offensive because it's shit. It really did offend me. I'm not into that joint at all, but Arab Money, I can't see, you know? I can't see how that would be offensive. Arab Money. No, I'm sorry, I'm running it past myself here, but I can't see how that would... unless it was just the swearing, but I heard specifically it was about the content of the song.
The content, yeah. I don't understand it. Let's play it.
No, it's not worth that, but anyway.
No, it's not.
Big up Steve Sutherland, if you're just drowning your sorrows listening to our show. Probably are. You're a legendary man.
I love that. You're a legendary man.
He's known everywhere, isn't it? You go to New York and just go, Steve Sutherland, they're like, oh, world, yeah, I heard of that cat. Yeah. You know, if he was out there doing an interview, people like, oh, come here, Fat Joe, it's Steve Sutherland. You know, Galaxy, oh, yeah. That's what it'd be like if he went there. Everyone
He's
knows.
Such a doucher.
I don't know. I've never heard him. But anyway, yeah. So you've got to be careful what you play nowadays. So I wouldn't consider playing that anyway. But anyway, secret guest then. Unfortunately, we've got to be honest with you, listen. The secret guest has said, after all this fuss and wanting to come on, you can do it next week. Is that right?
Yeah. Can I say who it is?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah? So Isham, legendary Isham, wants to be on the show next week.
Legendary man.
The Isham. Legendary, you've got me. Yeah, legendary man, right. Isham.
So
with
Isham,
his bald head.
He was going to come on tonight. That was the plan. He just emailed us while we're on air. But so he'll come on next week then. So quite a lineup then. We've got Isham and
possibly Alchemist,
Noel Edmonds, Bobby Davro,
Noel Edmonds, Cilla Black, Rolf Harris, Timmy Mallett. No, not those guys.
Right, I'm going to go and try Tajay off air because it's getting late now, isn't it? You can hear that. We're just kind of running out of brains at this time of night. So I'm just going to go and try Tajay, see if he's going to pick up this time. If not, we might just push on till the hour of 2:30 and then think about hanging up the mic for tonight. Tanya Morgan, play your damn record.
sit it out, by lunch you go bizzer. That right there should get me green like lizards. But instead of the cheddar, it's supreme unzippers. That ain't Von P, man, this ain't all me. This is Don Von and Mr. Nasheed. And this is our week, nobody gets years. But God only needed a week, so be clear. We are working on the world, Brooklyn Addies do. And you don't gotta visit it, cause we can bring it to you. How shocking, like silk for cotton, picky. Maybe it's part of the reason them songs never hit me. No impact, and in fact, beefing is this whack. Instead of tit for tat, I'd rather see tit tats. Vaughn's factual, we're never lacking the real. Because he has actual skill, and so does his skill. Ill?
It's like I feel still in my palms, splinters in my arms and back with a crown attacks. Speaking truth for suicide nowadays. If you're trying to make a wage more than minimum, can't ignore the pendulum on the clock. It won't stop, they on the block hustling. Cops muscle them, hip hop glorifies it. Now you old girl shouting, everybody's quiet. We all got knowledge on the fly, but we won't apply it. I bring you food for thought and you decide to diet. This shit is getting tired, I should force you to try it. But God gave you free will to listen to Von P and ill will. We got the key to the real deal, but you gotta open up this flow. Soak it up. I know you're coping, but we must put our trust in us. By us, I mean the half-nots, cause all the rich harassed by the cops or stabbed and shot.
I got the call at 4 a.m., hung up, really hurt, couldn't get back to sleep, caught in late to work. It's bearing heavy on my mind, it's tears welling in my eyes. The list of fallen soldiers longer now that hip-hop's died. Switch to BET, yep, they showing all his videos. Sway on MTV, getting witness testimonials.
Damn, yo,
this ridiculous, man.
Oh my
just
God, I missed it. Older black folks just give it a shrug, and then they done. Saying that he was the poison, glorifying the guns. The media demonizing him, saying that he violence and sex, drugs, bitches, hoes, niggas, and thugs. But they can't fathom what he meant to us. His death that put a dent in us, but no one else would mention us. We, he spoke highly of, even though I hate funerals, I couldn't miss it. In the casket, you, me, he, she, we lying in it. Damn.
They keep saying hip hop is dead, but I can't believe it. I just can't see it. They keep saying hip hop. But I just can't believe it, I just can't see it. They keep saying hip-hop is dead, but I just can't believe it, I just can't see it. They keep saying hip-hop is dead, but when I hear that, I be like,
this was the 90s, started caps, carcanized. Man, this record reminds me of the ciphers in the hallway. Hip boxing all day, way before the compact disc. Back when we bought tapes, video music, boxing, yo raps. When the Tribe Called Quest was sitting in those racks. Next to Daylight Soul, the Wu-Tang Clan, B.I.G. and Pac had the same fans. Unsigned hype, reading the source. But this was back when you believed it, of course.
Now what?
Now everything is different to me, cause hip hop ain't the same, what a vision to see. And that's why my eyes are closed. And when I'm thinking about the past, that era was golden. Yes!
I remember way back when. I remember way back when. I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
When?
Skills, talent, style, what have you. These are things that are no longer valued. My two cents are trumped by 48 more. My ear time is chumped, I can't pay for it. It was so true when Razzcast said, hip hop don't respect you, unless you platinum or dead. But I remember when it was all about the heads. Now that's hit the beat regardless of the bread. I was bred by a whole different standard. MCs were judged by what they stand for. B-boys spun and DJs transformed. Underground rappers had a career, y'all. Now if you ain't blinging hard and singing on the mic like a freaking retard, damn good artists remain hard to find. You know how it goes, out of sight, out of mind.
I remember way back when. I remember way back when. I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
When?
God given. Nicola Zell got Biggie Smalls balls in them. Like I'm Bob Dylan talking about hard living. I'm a fly genie. Fuck it, I could be rapping in Swahili and fly snakes in a dashiki. Don't matter. Am I the greatest rapper alive or just another broke son of a bitch passing you by? Whatever happened to rocking with passion? Whatever happened to not giving a rat's ass laughing? Battle rapping, having these motherfuckers going bananas, grabbing a hold of my phone, laughing as I pose for the cameras. Hip hop is dead, man. How could we ever bring it back? Rappers are making money, but they ain't never giving it back to the hood. Unless it's 9/11 propaganda. Hold a dot t-shirt, shit. Can't stand it. And Barack Obama is another puppet. Hip hop got all the political power while we choose to say fuck it.
I remember
leave it
way
alone.
Back when. I remember way back when. I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
When?
Dudes are stupid. Avoiding truth in their music. Desecrate your mic boots with spitless loose fit. Two sick texts infect stereos and remix scenarios on some 92 shit. Raised in the days when beats could slay. Before y'all mixtape whores paid for plays. Got a few grays, but you should feel grace to even be grazed by these underground greats.
A legend in my own right. Fresh off my goddamn bicycle, a dope ride. When your flow's tight, I'm a genius. It's like being attacked by your.
That's the best opening in the world. Fresh off my bicycle.
Say whatever. Talk about flying dicks. They fly your shit, man.
It's got 18 stickers on it.
Your block is hot. How you got it locked and got the nerve to rhyme about a fucking lollipop?
Yeah, you got the nerve to rhyme about a lollipop, dickhead. If you just tuned in, any of your radio scouts out there,
what?
This is not the show. What we're doing.
Back in the day. I remember way back when.
Now, speaking of little midgets, Eminem's just released what they're calling at the moment a single. I know you've heard this, Menace. Sorry to cut that a little bit short, but apparently it's the single from his new.
It's the single, really?
Yeah, it's produced by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Aftermath are claiming it's unfinished, it's not the real thing, but then other sources are saying, yes, it is, it's the single. Because the net is not feeling it, they've kind of put this statement out that it's unfinished, don't worry about it. But it's off a mixtape, in fact, so I can't understand how it would be the single, but it's been leaked. Some DJs grabbed it. Here it is. What do you all think, people? Brand new Eminem.
Big Mike! Big Mike! Big Mike!
Produced by Dr. Dre.
Hey, yo, it's the world famous DJ Neptune, aka Mr. International. Hey, yo, Mike, please, man, don't hurt these other DJs, man.
Who's this dickhead?
Stay alive, you know?
come on, man.
At the end of the day, it's a fourth quarter assassin. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Shouldn't you be on SoundClick, son?
Let the games begin.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Worldwide exclusive.
Weighing 175 pounds.
Brand new Eminem.
With a record of 17 raps.
Produced by Dr. Dre.
400 songs and 4 murders.
Y'all already know who this is.
Most diabolical villain in the world.
DJ.
It's brand new.
So crack a bottle. Let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model. You just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this Philly, not that many.
You never heard it.
And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on.
Fourth quarter pressure, it's on.
This party for
ladies and gentlemen.
It's all conspiracies, it's all conspiracies, it's all conspiracies.
They see that low rider go by there like, oh my. You ain't got to tell me why you're sick, cause I know why. I dip through in that six tray like Sick'em Dre. I'm a niche that they can't scratch, the sick of me. But hey, what else can I say? I love LA, cause over and above all, it's just another day. And this one begins where the last one ends. Pick up where we left off and get smashed again. I'll be damned, just fucked around and crashed my Benz. Driving round with a smash front end, let's cash that one in.
grab another one from out the stable. The Monte Carlo, El Camino,
DJ Neptune,
the hell of vinyl.
Mr. Montana.
Seats of vinyl. Decisions. Garage looks like precision collision. Omeko beats quake like Waco. Just keep the bass low. Speakers away from your face, though.
That's right. So crack a bottle. Let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model. You just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this building.
Don't ask no questions, motherfucker. Ladies,
motherfucker. Yeah, you dickhead. Yeah, you dickhead.
It's on till the break of dawn and we're starting this party from dusk.
Verse 2.
Back with Andre the Giant, Mr. Elephant Tusk. Fix your musk, you'll be just another one bit of dust. Just one up, my mother's son who got thrown under the bus. Kiss my butt, lick from under cheese from under my nuts. It disgusts me to see the game the way that it looks. It's a must, I redeem my name and haters get mushed. Bitches lust, man they love me when I lay in the cut. Fisticuff, the lady give a lady some paper cut. Now picture us, it's ridiculous, you curse at the thought. Cause when I spit the verse, the shit gets worse than worse cause I saw. If I could fit the words, this picture perfect works every time. Every verse, every line, as simple as nursery rhymes. It's elementary, the elephants have entered the room. I've been to the safe with the center of attention is true. Not to mention back with the
Daniel Bosch, Daniel Bosch.
Up the bat symbol, the platinum duel's back on you hoes. So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn and we're starting this party from dusk. It's sort of like pouring Drano down a live volcano. You never know what'll happen next, it may blow. Same thing happens to the beats when Dre blows. I talk shit, but my dick's long as my payroll. I get ass like a ball player, but I'm a boss player. Pimpin' hoes from here to Australia till I get heart failure. Look at you, half of y'all are all scared. Other half hands up in the air like, oh yeah. This is our year, this is what you call sheer talent. But I think at this point it's just obvious. Fierce. They say my music's good for all queers, cause I make your earring get ears and all ears. Call us the mafia, we got the fucking mob here. Give me the hate and I'll feed off of yous all year. Shit, I'm just doing my job here. You don't want no problem, do you? Fuck it, I'll even crack a bottle for you. So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the line.
Shout out to Detroit. Stand up for your man, he's back.
Yeah.
Now where's the rubbers? Who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this building. Now that many of us and ladies love us. My body's kicking up dust.
Now what do you think of that, Menace? What do you think of that, Menace? Sorry, I turned the echo box off. What do you think then? Brand new Eminem single. Dr. Dre on the beat.
I like it. I don't think it would work as a single. Well, maybe it would. I don't know. But
I like it.
It surprises me as a single.
Yeah, it does, if that's going to be it. I mean, I'm not going to complain. I think as a Dr. Dre beat, it's probably one of the most hip-hop beats he's done in years.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's basically a hip-hop creation, you know, like a hip-hop standard beat. Sorry, to annoy an echo off. And a hip-hop standard beat, as opposed to the kind of synth generic rubbish he's been doing for years.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just a little surprised with it being a single if it is. I mean, I like how he's done Dre's verses. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's all right. I think all the sort of net geeks have come out like when, oh, you better come harder with the album, man. But anyway, that's Eminem. So that's a little little new joint. Now, speaking of new joints, some person who's been on our show, I had no idea that he had actually started making music. But here he is. See if you can guess who it is. That's right, Daniel Bosch. Brand new.
Oh. Aw, Hamsky, your backhand is sick. Left-handed stick you use to slash people. Skate on the ice and stick handle. You always play the puck and not the man. They try to box you out. Skate around them so you can tell the ref. To get in the game, we always thought that he
shout out to Peso P
in the shootout. Aw, Hamsky, you have that big George LaRocque to protect you. I could have made it to the NHL, but I have bad knees. Oh, those fucking knees. Those fucking Leafs. I love the Charlestown Chiefs. Now, I don't know if you're a Russian Hemsky, and I don't know if you're a Czechoslovakian, but you're one of the best players to ever skate. Last night I was lying in bed awake.
As you can see, Daniel Bosch has been on the crack again.
And sometimes I wear a jersey with your name on it. When you scored that last second goal, I started to cry. Would you cry if you got traded, Hemsky? Would you look up into the sky, Hemsky?
Only joking, this is not Daniel Bosch. Big shout out to Daniel if you are in tune. But anyway, so I went from the Eminem into that joint. And the surprise guest now, I'm tired of it being bloody show we do every week. Fucking bored of it. Tired of being messed about, but here we go. We just said, look, we've got a surprise guest, got all excited. Then we went, sorry, everybody, they want to do it next week, so that's good. But now we have the pleasure of announcing that Isham is ready. Is that correct, Menace?
Yeah, he's ready now, man.
Right. Let's get him on then, straight after this. Isham on his way, Conspiracy Worldwide.
Just when you thought it was safe, you know the show's not over. I'd like to say thanks to the Mighty Messenger family. 1-2, Sky City crew, I love your wife. Yes, sir.
Listen up, I've been up and down, back and forth. I let my soul correspond to the saxophone. Gone all around the world in a split second. Like B-Boy Kevin on cement when I spit shine. Brick speckle, paint dripping, and it's all day. Bullet train, exhibition on Paseo, Padreo. I'm finna smoke them like Usain Bolt on a track when I'm praying that your crew gains hope for the fact that we came. Why the fellas gotta act strange? I tell them you don't gotta squash grapes to reach ill. I never kill, but my speech will. From SD repping East Bay, East Hill, we keep it real like nah, just forget that. No disrespect, but I don't write to impress cats. Instead we get them in the chest with a gem from a new stack. The resurrection of the boom bap. We got them looking to that life after hip hop. Make sure to carry on elements you've been taught and scratch the surface of the last word heard. It's the very first wax that a match can't burn. Catch the return of the illest on the bricks. Skills been silly, it is what it is. Rips for the city and he did it for the kids. From the nickel to the dime, where the game's not fixed. It's the premiere, prepare to take cover. You out for fame, suckers run, straight duckers. Cats pray once and act like brave youngsters. They disappear, now they wanna claim jumpers. But time's up, just relax a bit. Maybe master the mechanics of the vanishing tricks. We took it up out the avenue and naturally shift into the planetary landscape. Galaxies trip, I hate to break it to them by way of making music, but hey, that's just the way it goes. Cause we came to school them. Nobody ruling us, trust you ain't cool enough. Look at the clock, show's over, your crew is up. We got them looking to that life after hip-hop. Make sure to carry on elements you've been taught and scratch the surface of the last word heard. It's the very first wax that a match can't burn. Scratch the surface of scratch the surface of the last word heard. It's the very first wax, the very, very, very first wax that a match can't burn. It's the very first wax, the very, 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 the very, 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 the very, very first wax that a match, the very first wax that a match can't burn.
Plucking at my heartstrings like a harpsichord. My brother said I rap better when my heart is broke. Y'all want emotion, huh? Y'all want emotional? Y'all want a broken heart? I wish I had a dime for every time I sacrifice for this. Just to grab a mic and just pay homage like a candlelight vigil. It would make me a rich man, like royalties for playing your disc, man. My loyalty's engraved with an ink pen, sinking in quicksand. I almost lost my homie cause rap can't feed his kids. See, illegal was his plan. The love of my life, she don't love me no more.
But my love for the mic keeps me functioning normal. Lord knows sometimes I gotta convince myself I ain't a failure. Then I stop and think about the thing that AML's done. Can't nobody tell me I don't love this music. I put my tears, sweat, and blood into it. You just misuse it, that act. How do you balance it? The talentless get it twisted, similar to an Allen Rich. Without fixing the issue, our system has been proven. This movement's for that man, women, and kids who listen to this. This real hip-hop. Put your fist up for this real hip-hop. Now pump your fist for this real hip-hop. I say we do it, y'all. We do it, y'all. I say we do it, y'all. We do it, y'all.
We connect mic, your dome and a pillow when it's bedtime. I'm zoning again, I wanna let my stress go. Yes, no, maybe I guess flow celestial. Starlight, star bright. If you run with us, say all right.
All right.
All night.
All night.
As we go on this bizarre ride to lands far and wide, facing my challenges head on like when cars collide. Pardon my pride, I'm just trying to be the best I can. Handling biz, but I think I need an extra hand. I'm in the pressure cooker, and I'm hoping my ingredients measure up to what you all expect from Buff. But I know it will. I got the golden seal stamp of approval, and I do it just for you, you, you. Invincible and Scott Children, S-U-N, Finale and Black Milk and House Shoes and Benny Ben and they do it. Mob 1 and Graffiti do it. Guilty Simpson, Miss Corona do it. Fat Cat SV do it. Subterraneous Crew do it. Mike Lee, Lab Tex, Elevation Crew. It's for you. Shout out to M Phases. Can't forget about M Phases, y'all.
Whatever happened to New Jack Swing, eh? Magical period of my life when New Jack Swing was around. I bet you don't remember that, do you, Menace?
Not really.
That genre of music called New Jack Swing. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. What's wrong with that?
What was that?
I just a generic American accent. What's wrong with that? I got bored of my own voice. I get bored of my own voice so much when we do stuff here. I just want to like just do different voices. Just like,
welcome back to the show. If you just joined us, we're on the radio now and your podcast.
Everybody's doing radio shows now. You know, when we started, there weren't many around, and it was, you know, you could pretty much just, I could just come on and like, do you know what is, I would love to find some old recordings on a whole hard drive. And when I did a show with my in-laws, it was like, we're talking like right at the start, and I did it from a laptop on my kitchen table. With a mic plugged in, and I was playing on this. This is like the hip hop show, Montana's hip hop show, it was. And I was playing not like hip hop as we do now, because I didn't even understand the internet, but I was playing like just stuff I got hold of, like kind of mainstream stuff. But I was playing like Bangra, you know, like Bangra tunes. I don't know if you're familiar with like, and all that, because they were there and they were like, oh, have you got that tune? I found it and just put it on. Like, in Montana's hip hop show, and I'm playing all this, which I think is the sound I'll be making tomorrow on the toilet after eating that that kebab tonight. But yeah, waking up, you know, playing all that. So I don't know where that came from. What were we talking about there? I'm so tired now, so tired. I really don't know, but I'll think about it. So Yeah, I've totally lost the thread of what I was going to say, which is rare. But very, very tired. I've been pushing the boat out this week. Late nights. You know, 2 hours sleep last night, 3 hours the night before. And it's no good, man. You just need to get good sleep. And that's something I've not been doing. But anyway, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Tell me, because I'm getting annoyed.
Well, I'm not sure if we should save the secret guest until next week. Or do we do it now? But you know, we've announced his name.
Well, the way I look at it is...
You got the shits. I'm joking.
No, the way I look at it is, seriously, if there are the problems that you just said there were, I don't want to make a half-assed job of this. If there are, if he has having problems with his phone tonight, I don't want to make a half-assed job of it. I'd rather do it properly, with everything in place, and do it properly next week.
Yeah, it'd be a shame for it to be choppy and whatnot.
That's what I mean. And we can't. I don't really want to do a half kind of, you know, he's driving, because apparently he's driving at the moment, and he might not be able to. He might not be able to get signal for that. I don't want to do that. Really. I think with somebody
he's
like
with his girlfriend, so.
Yeah, I think with somebody like him, we should do it properly. So, sorry, everybody. We're going to go back on our word again, and we're going to schedule him in for next week, which shouldn't be an issue. So we'll go with the original plan then, I think, if he's got a bad phone line, and we'll have Isham on the show next week. That's what we'll do. Okay, a few more from us then, and we're going to be thinking about bouncing out tonight. Shouting out to Scans, if you lot. Nice talking to you this week. Look out for all the projects from Scans 2009.
Yeah. Who's so ill with the super dope skill? Kicking from the basement, the newest coat chill. And the future's so real, I can already see. So I do it no thrill, cause I already be on that. From the moment I think, write the plan on a tablet, soaking in ink. Or the digital data I send over the link. In your mind, in your pockets, like Owen the Shrink. There's an ocean of rap dudes that's hoping I sink. But I'm like a titan with a mic and a triton. Original or something, I'm slicing it still. I'll probably get you stuck on my writing. You can bite, but it be like you ain't fucking a right, cause you can't hit it the way that I hit it in the pocket. Scientific when I build it like a rocket. Get up in your optic, controlling the cockpit. Spit cock back like I'm patrolling a spot. It's just not that when you fuckers try to copy. It's like preschool though, your cuts are kinda sloppy. Lines ain't connected, concepts kinda blurred. We dudes talking about what doesn't occur. I'm chosen for sure, like my body's holding a cure. How to split, give it to you when I'm going on tour. In your city spreading over the land, creeping up like the tide rise over the sand. Maintain my momentum, I can only expand. Turn a couple checks to a couple hundreds of grand. I'm uncovering plans, and yo, the future full of scams. Bootleg your mans, and you still spreading love to the jams.
What I need to get though, oh no, when will I blow? But I got the future so slow, I let it grow. It's kinda like a seed when I create and let it show. Finding what you need inside, the truth will let you know.
Yo, I got patience like a doctor when I'm operating, contemplating why it's such a monster that we kinda facing. Stack tracks while the feds track stacks of marked bills to trace where they get their facts at. Feeling for the music, you under the influence of something much greater that a hater couldn't ruin. So I stay pursuing, propelling the movement, intelligent student doing what he doing. Never preaching, only telling fellas what he knew it. Trying to see the past just so I can see the clue in. Everything around me like the cash that rolls. Better use it wise when you grasp that tool. Talking about your mind, I learned to put together all the signs. Translated when I'm scattering the patterns of the rhymes. I be the shine, the light that make you blind. But you gotta try to see it when it climbs.
What I need to get though, oh no, when will I blow? But I got the future so slow, I let it grow. Kinda like a seed when I create and let it show. Finding what you need inside, the truth will let you know.
Yeah, I'm in a rush, but I hit the clutch. Switch gears when it's time, so I'm never in a rut. But in the cut, I get deep. Don't worry if I get sleep, I keep moving till I get to where I need to be. I am much more than an MC. Don't ever bet your life or fortune against me. And it ain't about a fly, Rosa Bentley. Not none of the material things that tempt me in my life. But I will buy that shit for my wife if I got one and can afford. Picture looking at a dead bird and then it's sore. I'm only half bullshitting like a minotaur, cause we would never
never dim, but we bout to lift the floor or the sky when we nearing the top. The new tears when I drop, they fear me, cause I'm sharp like a spear when I drop. But carefully, never quite clear what the plot like.
But I need to get though, oh no, when will I blow? But I got the future so, so slow, I let it grow. It's kinda like a seed when I create and let it show. You finding what you need inside, the truth will let you know.
Okay, we're gonna drift off right now, if that's okay, everybody out there. We're going to go off. We're going to wish you a fantastic weekend. And we shall be back next Friday with a whole heap of guests and news. So many things happening here. And we seem to have said that a lot in the past. And you know, sometimes we don't fulfill things. But right now, there's so much and much more we've not said tonight. It's really buzzing. Big shout going out to the National Press this week. Big Smoke Magazine. We appreciate you recognizing what we're doing. Genuinely do. So everybody get out there. If you're in the UK, go find it. Big Smoke, you can order it on PayPal. Get the issue, put it somewhere safe. It's got Conspiracy Worldwide Friday Night Live showing it. So go and get that. Thank you so much to everybody who's been listening throughout the show. Thank you to all the guests. And thank you to Noel Edmonds for the artists this week. Any final words, Menace, before we bounce and fall asleep?
I just hope we can get Noel on the show at some point.
I think it would be incredible to get him on the show. It would be incredible to get him on the show, wouldn't it? I mean, imagine just like when Sir Noel Edmonds welcome, he'd be like, "Hi, how you doing?" Yes.
I love his beard. I just want to get him on because of his beard.
Yeah, so we've got you on then to talk about, of course, we're talking now, top 40 hip-hop albums of 2008. I mean, what would be your top five?
Exactly.
I don't know about hip-hop. I know about scenarios. He didn't sound anything like that, does he? That's one person I can never do because his voice is so generic. That's why he's been so successful, because he is just the most generic man in the world. But he's perfect.
No, he's not.
He is. The perfectly ironed trousers and the shirts, the paisley shirts, the hair, which is always perfect, the head, which is massive, and his body, which is tiny. You ever notice that when he's like walking around going, "You're playing a very cute game. I don't remember a contestant as cute as this." And all they've got to do is fucking pick a box. Do you know what I mean? I just want someone to go on there and just like go, box 6, box 8, box 12. It'd be like 10 minutes, that'd be it, right? Thank you for coming on. But they don't. They like sit there and just all behind the thing just going, "I don't know which one to go for." It's like, "Choose wisely." So when he's walking around, look at when you ever see that program, because it's out of fashion now, but when it was in, massive, massive head, the head of like a 6'5" man, but like the body of a boy.
Sounds like something out of Cloverfield. Winds. And...
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the story was that they initially, everyone was saying, what is the monster? They initially did think of putting a monster similar to Noel Edmonds just stamping through the city going "Roar!" That's what they were thinking of doing, but no. He is a generic man, so that's why I can't do his voice, because he's just totally in the middle of everything. He never steps out of line. There's nothing unique about him. He uses certain phrases all the time, like these, like he uses unique. He says the word unique quite a lot. I love all the American listeners now going, "The fucking guys, man, what are they talking about? Noel fucking who?
You British herbs.
Mr. Blobby, they're talking about Necro again. What's going on?" They won't leave that alone. He's famous. A famous man out here. Mm. You may have your David Letterman. This guy shits on David Letterman. Not literally. There's no scandal about that. But he's the prime meat of British TV, and to get him on the show would be a blessing. And it's just a shame his people, you know, it was so weird in that one. "He can't do this Friday." Are you sure it was his people and not just some like little kid that went, "He can't do this Friday"? They didn't reply back at some stage going, "Wee wee, poo poo." Because it sounds so immature to like lead you on when "He can't do this Friday. He can't do it next Friday."
Oh, serious.
"He can't do it Friday after."
Seriously, it was.
And then he said, "Can he do any Fridays?" "No, he can never do any Fridays."
Next stop, Rolf Harris.
Now, he'd be easy. I think he'd want to come on. I think he'd find it amusing to come on. But I think Noel Edmonds, I think he'd enjoy it when he came on. I think he'd be critical, wouldn't he? I think he'd be a critical man. But I've heard he's an absolute twat. Honestly, this is the truth from people that have met him. He's,
really?
Yeah, he's a very smarmy man in terms of the way he addresses people. And he's very, not a flirt, but from what I've heard of people that, I know somebody went on the show, and they said he's very touchy-feely with women.
Really? Rolf Harris? Really?
No, Noel Edmonds.
Oh, Nell. Oh, okay.
Noel Edmonds.
That's how tired we are.
That's how well we know him. That's how he just says, "Oh, don't call me Noel Edmonds. Call me Nellmans." Noel Edmonds. I'm talking about very smarmy man. Not a womanizer. There's no proof on that, but there is some rumours that he does get very up close and personal with some of the people that go on the show. But yeah, it'd be interesting guest. Rolf Harris would just be a joke, wouldn't he? He'd just be sort of like. You can't imagine him being an arsehole, can you, Noah? You can't imagine him being an arsehole, Rolf Harris. He wouldn't be a problem. But we'll see. We'll work our way through. Ainsley Harriott will be on the show in 2009.
Yeah. And, Trevor Nelson, Richard Blackwood.
Yeah, we'll get them all on. All the shiny bald heads we can find. Yeah, that's right.
Alanis Morissette.
Duncan Goodhue.
I haven't heard his name for ages.
No, nobody has.
What about Alex Mott?
Now, Alex Mott, he's tied up. They're working on that bloody show, the Foxhole, and they're working away on it. They're taking ages. They've never been on a platform like this before, you see. I think that's the problem. So,
they're a little intimidated, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, from KFC to...
to the world. You
know, exactly.
Which I think is one of their slogans on the show, actually, so...
Yeah. One of the many slogans.
Yeah. All right, then. We're going to go. We'll leave you with this joint. We wish you a happy Saturday and a happy Sunday, and we'll be back with you next week. Goodbye, and good luck.
Tis the one we need. You decided this. What you say? Tis the one we need. You decided this. What you say?
Have a good week, people.
Tis the one we need. You decided this. What you say?
Still on the block with it, just posted, my still got some rounds in it. Case haters make a problem and I gotta solve it. Billy lean against the car like an alcoholic. Kill Bill was still kicking like Lucy Liu. And watch my little homies hustle like I used to do. Heard they mad, I got Crips calling troops with rules. What they all tell the gang, I be used to do. Here to stay, and cake at least 6 summers. Your baby mama already want the dick from him. And your sister calling me her little busted baby. While your teenage daughters kiss my poster baby. So crazy, haters scared to start me up. You can't fade me, your clippers ain't sharp enough. Ain't another rapper breathing, it's smart and tough. So any dummy trying to learn, he better smarten up. Tick waving, hey now. Lay down like a nigga, put a bed down. Yeah, sleep tight, die in a dirt cheap life. Suit top tie in a shirt, speech nice. Lumps and throats, trumpet blow, cone. Where we at, daddy, guns and coat, home. Yeah, the quietest smoke, the rise provoke, bomb. All them busters allow me to suffer. And sure not to never fuck around with the fuckers. And stop looking up the mountain above. You have you looking under cars, inspect the mufflers. Yeah, that's reality, baby, check your calendar. Every day's a new day and this could be the last one. Yeah, so you better make it pay, y'all. Yeah, I'll make a nigga scratch your day, y'all. Reese, yeah.
You thought this was a cheesy way to end the show.
Let me take a break.
What about this beauty? Bye-bye. Highly Kylie crew! Scooter!
Glow stick posse!
We here now! We made it, baby!
You are not alone!
It's been a long time coming.
We need your support.
Ah!
I don't do this for you, I do this for my own amusement. I stay playing with hammers like Home Improvement. Call me Tim the Tool Man Taylor. I came from Philly to Cali to Australia, Guatemala to Venezuela. He stitched to the law, his mama will be singing church songs like Mahalia. You can ask a female, I'm a beast. If the dude squeal, he gon' see shells like the beach. Cameras on me in the stores, retail, I'm a thief. It's the heart of Philadelphia, you can tell from my speech. I'ma always spit it real, but I kill him with the beats. I'm living in Killer Cow, but still chill on the east. I spit game like an oil spill in the streets. You want beef, I put the foreman grill to your cheek. I'm trying to be clear, it's been a long time coming, feeling so triumphant, good we finally here, yeah.
Posse!
T-H-O, we are the nicest ever.
Don't worry, we here now to shut it down. You've been waiting for that real shit to come.
Well, catch you all next week.
We've arrived, the best high you could possibly buy. I've been waiting for the day, now it's finally here. The picture been painted, vision no so clear. Believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. But my stories are so visual, it's like you right there. And when I get in my groove like a snare, they call me the Matrix, the way I make them take trips from their chairs. And I had to do away with the fears and get on my grind, cause I knew my time was near. I stopped giving a fuck, they started giving it up. 110 in, I'm not giving enough. I keep the thing on the tuck, so if you come off the cuff thinking you tough, homie, I'm thinking you just might go and die tonight, so don't rush. I heard that Thug Man chin is plush, but you ain't ready to go there. You don't wanna see that. You just wanna talk shit. You don't wanna be that. Be that. Be that.
Feels so good to be here. Yeah, yeah. THO.
Don't worry, we here now to shut it down. You've been waiting for that real shit to come around. It's finally here. We've arrived. The best high you could possibly buy.
This is that uncut, pure, untouched raw. I'm sure this'll calm that little itch of yours. Look, this is that shit they want, that fix they on. Addicted to the bars that we give them in these songs. No needles, no pills, people, this is for real. A beat'll build up, give you the chills, make you wanna kill something. These days, 1 million is nothing. I need a couple of them. Never make deals with suckers, hope you ain't one of them. I got that high grade, top quality. Site A, no apologies, I do it my way. No, honestly, this is my game. Fuck tomorrow, I'm here right now. This is my day, a fiend for the city. Dream with a pretty street like we fight just to stay alive. I know you feel me, and I know what they say. One day this world will kill me, but I'ma keep going this way. Come on, let's roll.
It's been such a long time coming. Since you we've arrived.
Don't worry, we here now to shut it down. You've been waiting for that real shit to come around. It's finally here. We've arrived. The best high you could possibly buy.
Hey, this is porn star Lisa Sparks, listening to Mr. Montana and Menace on Conspiracy Radio. Now get off me, you two. The gangbang was 4 years ago. Shit.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. Sorry.